about. So easy. You gotta
put it in perspective. I got a bad feeling about this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so up to, over there is not anymore, right?
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
La 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 la.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
A black guy.
And now.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
Morning. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 5:31.
And it's Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And hey, wait, do I have to do the date now? Are we mixing things up?
Well, I think
because of the thing. Because I don't think you have to start with the time anymore.
Right, but I don't know that.
No, because they're already on. Because the Kevin and Bean affiliates are already carrying this, so you can do whatever you want out of the open.
Okay, all right.
See, we're still working out the details because
balls,
we're new.
Balls.
I don't know if that's what we're saying. We're new across the Western U.S., and there are some things that we have to do differently than we have been doing before here on the flagship station of the mighty Kevin and Bean Radio Network
Empire.
Wow.
I always wanted a flagship station. This is kind of weird. We actually have one now.
It's Tuesday, the 12th of May. I see them.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs. To me, they're too large. Oh, they're perfect.
I don't know. To me, she looks structurally unsound.
I want to say what up to Idaho in particular today. I'm going to be very excited when we get our first call from Pocatello, home of the world's largest potato chip, because I've been there, and it is one of the highlights of sites that you can see around the United States is that world's largest potato chip.
Is it a potato chip?
Yes.
All right.
As a matter of fact, it's one of the world's largest that's actually made out of the thing that it claims to be. Yes.
All right.
Not cement?
Bean loves the world's largest fill-in-the-blank. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's the world's largest, he's fascinated by it.
But, like, the world's largest pecan isn't a pecan.
It was made out of cement.
Yeah.
So how is that the world's largest pecan?
It's
not. Because it's in the shape of a pecan. And
right.
It's a tribute to the great pecan. I mean,
maybe they should just look for a really big pecan.
They could do that. I mean, they could do the world's largest real pecan and then the world's largest approximation of a pecan, I guess, if they wanted to split it like that. But generally there's only one. And
right.
It doesn't matter whether it's real or not.
Well, how can it not matter if it's real? It's not the world's largest pecan. It's the world's largest cement in the shape of a pecan, but it isn't a pecan.
By the way, we are going to take your calls on any topic toll-free from wherever you're listening at 1-800-520-1067. You give us a call right now at that number, get on the air, and get a prize. Look, I'd rather – like I've been to the world's largest buffalo a couple of times in
Buffalo?
North Dakota.
Is it one?
No. It's made out of concrete, but it's like 40 feet tall. And it's much more impressive to see a 40-foot-tall fake world's largest buffalo than it would be to go see a 3,000-pound actual world's largest buffalo.
Nope.com.
Yeah,
it is.
Not even comparable.
Are you kidding me? I'd much rather see like a 40-foot buffalo.
Okay,
no!
So it should say 40-foot cement buffalo. It should not say the world's largest buffalo.
But it's the largest thing in the shape of a buffalo on
That's
Earth.
A completely different category than the world's largest buffalo, though. Things that are
so.
In the shape of. What do you mean you don't think so?
I don't think so. I disagree.
How can you even have this argument?
This is not even an argument.
But
you lose.
You can do that with anything if that's how you're going to do it. Here's the world's largest ant, and you can build this giant ant out of cement. I don't get how that's an attraction.
Because it's just a pathetic attempt
because you don't actually have anything that's the world's largest to create something.
Do you guys remember when I went to the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Awesome.
That doesn't sound too bad.
So, like the world's largest donut, for instance, which, by the way, is, I think, the one right in Southern California there off the 405.
No, it isn't. You know why? Not a donut.
And, by the way, they made the world's largest donut, real donut, about 2 years ago. We covered it, and people ate it. It was a real donut.
So that world's largest donut that you see on the top of that donut shop, they have like a one the size of a penny in the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things.
Right.
So it's It's pretty cool. You could take the world's largest everything and put it in your pants and walk off with it if you wanted.
Bean is a...
I already have the world's largest in my pants, so I don't need to worry about that.
Bean is a world's largest whore. He will accept anything. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
You really think if I went home today and got some Legos and made like a 150-foot car, that would be the world's largest car? Or it would have to be an actual functioning car, Bean?
No, it could look like a car and be the world's largest car. Absolutely, sure.
You're high. You are high.
It can't be, though. It's because it's not a car by its very definition.
Right.
Correct.
In fact, I have often thought for many years that the dick move for the Kevin and Bean Show, where we should really make our mark on the world, is we need to systematically, one by one, go to every city that has the world's largest and build one a little bit bigger.
Right.
And then we would own the record for every item in the United States. We'd have the world's largest cowboy boots.
Wow. Wouldn't we be the coolest if we could do that?
Hey, Ralph Garman.
I can't bear it anymore in the other room. I'm losing my mind.
What are you talking about?
I'm screaming at the people who don't deserve it. So I have to come in here and scream at the guy who does. If I get paper mache and I build a 20-foot tall person, is that the world's largest person?
No, because there's plenty of statues of people that are taller than
that. All right, if I make it 500 feet tall, is that the world's largest person?
That is the world's largest person. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's the guy who goes into a hospital and they measure him and he's 8 feet 7 inches tall. He's the world's largest person.
Not if you build one bigger.
That's not the same thing.
It's not a person, though, Bean. It has to be the item that you're claiming it is to be the world's largest.
It would be look, when you drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, you drive by the world's largest thermometer, right?
It's an actual thermometer.
It's not an actual thermometer.
It measures temperature.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. It's a fake. Okay. It's a fake.
Then right, it is. Then it's not the world's largest thermometer.
Then it's easy. It's an easy call.
It looks like a thermometer.
Right.
When you stand out in front of it, get your picture taken, it looks like a thermometer. It doesn't actually keep temperature at all, but it's still the world's largest thermometer.
No, it's not.
And it's built to the design of what an actual thermometer would look
like. Denied.com. It has to be the item or it isn't.
I'm just saying.
I had to go to the world's largest pecan twice with beans.
And there's a specific difference between something organic and something that can be built. Right. You can have the world's largest bridge if you build it, but you can't build a pecan. Only God can do that.
World's largest pecan is made out of cement.
That's not a pecan, right? Then. If you can't eat it, it's not a pecan.
Right. Sure, looked like a pecan to me.
If you can't shave it, it's not a buffalo.
You can't say it looked like a pecan, because what separates the world's largest washer from the world's largest donut? They look exactly the same. You can't just say
round.
They
have a hole in the middle.
Yeah, just because it looks like something.
Wow.
I just know for a fact you are the world's largest douchebag.
Yeah.
That's correct.
At 6'6", you own that record.
You don't know, man.
All right, let's take your calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, here's a good deal for 1 minute on the phone with Kevin and Bean. How about a $25 Burger King crown card? You know, you can have it your way at Burger King is what I hear.
I hear that's true as well.
And that's what you get for being on the air with Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's start with Jason. Hi, Jason.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby do?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, it's good that the magic of Kevin and Bean show is broadcasting over in the Midwest, where it's nearly 8 o'clock in the morning and you guys are arguing about the world's biggest crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, we don't see any need to change a thing.
But Jason,
the stations that signed on for the Kevin and Bean show had ample notice of how bad the show was. It's not going to be a surprise to anyone who made that decision.
I mean, I understand here on the West Coast, not a lot of people are awake yet, but come on.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, how many more millions are awake?
You think we have to up our game because we're on at 8 someplace else?
You think we haven't tried to up our game?
You think we have an option?
No. I'm saying keep everything the same.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we're doing. So, Jason, let me just ask you a question. If it's the world's largest pecan and it's made out of cement, bogus, right?
Well, first, it's concrete, but yeah, it's bogus.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, you're wrong, then. We clearly don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you who does know what he's talking about is my man Anthony, who's on line one, who has my back.
Anthony?
Yes, sir?
World's largest pecan made out of cement?
True. I believe it.
Thank you.
Well, I believe
Thank
it,
you.
Too.
Of course it is.
But it's cement, though. So,
it's not really a pecan.
By its very definition, it's not the world's largest pecan.
It doesn't matter. In elementary school, they have pictures of items, and you refer to those pictures for what they are, correct? So, I mean, they teach you on it.
Yeah, and but we understand the representations of real items. Yeah,
even as a kid, you know that's a picture of a bowl. It's not the actual bowl.
Right, but still, so when you see that item on in real life, you know what it is.
Right.
So technically, it'd be the world's largest pecan.
Nope.
Wow, I sure wish Anthony weren't on my side.
Concrete representation of a pecan.
Right.
And that wouldn't even fit on the sign, Lisa, unless you have the world's largest sign.
Wow. Wow.
Let's try Jeff on line 4 this morning on the Kevin and Beans Show. Hey, Jeff, what'd it do?
Hey, what up, Knuckle Butts?
What's going on?
First of all, Beans, shut up.
That's what I'm saying.
And that last caller's retarded because he's in tune with Bean.
Yeah.
And I like to welcome all those sorry mother effers that are just tuning in from the other state. Welcome to our world. Every goddamn day.
So welcome to hell is what you're saying.
But you love it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just check it. All right. Welcome to hell is the message
he's like
today.
He's like a grizzled combat veteran who's on his third tour of Iraq, and he's got a new soldier in the foxhole with him, and he's going, dude, this is what it's like, man. It's hell. There's nothing I can tell you. You gotta live it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the calls. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
You know, we have Ben from Lost on the program
today.
Yeah,
how about that?
The guy that plays Ben, Michael Emerson.
Evil.
I don't know if you watch that show Lost. I have never been more lost in my life than when I watch that show now. Wow. I can't even figure with all the time travel and the real life talking, two of the same people talking to each other. I have no idea what's going on.
I agree. I mean, it is a little bit of a
help.
No.
It's a little bit of an F you to the fans to make it this far out and this complicated. You ought to be able, if you try hard, to follow along. It shouldn't lose the people who are putting in the work.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, I'm one of those that tried and was failing miserably. So we're going to talk to the actor that plays Ben about the season finale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is this week, right? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. That's right.
Word. So we've got Ben on the program, and he is one of the great evil TV actors, characters of all time.
It's going to be hard to be nice to him.
It is, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I hate him, so.
You want to punch him?
Kinda,
right in the face?
Yeah.
Spencer Pratt has a new song out for Reels.
Speaking of punching in the face.
It's called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because he's going to be on that show.
I didn't think it was possible to hate Spencer and Heidi from the Hills any more than I do now that I am following them both on Twitter, Spencer and Heidi on Twitter. And you just can't believe the dick moves that they make throughout the day. I mean, they say things like, well, going to see the paparazzi and have lunch at the Ivy. And then they go, well, we don't even like the Ivy. They tweet this. They go, the food's not even that good, but this is where the paparazzi are. So that's why we come here.
Oh, well, they're honest.
Wow.
But I mean, how much more hateable could they be?
None.
The answer, none.
Yeah.
None, right.
None more hateable.
And then Heidi, oh, wait till you hear Spencer's new song. It's the best. What did she say? I can't remember the exact words, but it was something like, it's the best song that has ever been recorded or something like that. And wait till you hear it. You may disagree.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a way to avoid that, and that's to not follow their Twitter. Just a suggestion. Just throwing it out there.
You have to, because they're there, and you need ample evidence in your defense when the murder trial begins.
Good point.
You need to be at a point at something and go, this is why, to the jury.
All the new listeners are going to enjoy. Thanks for that info, Bean.
Oh, yes.
As he is already on fire today, as you've heard.
How dare you.
The least interesting man in the world we'll talk about today.
Okay.
People who take recycling perhaps a little too far. Perhaps a lot too far on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
There are some things that are meant to go through your body and leave forever.
I know, right?
There's no need to save some stuff and give it another go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, God.
I hear you. This is going to be a very, very uncomfortable situation, and it's not going to be a good conversation, but you're going to have to listen to it anyway. So, and we have tickets to the K-Rock Winnie Roasty Fiesta 2009.
Yes.
So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:53.
The Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday morning. Is that song on Guitar Hero, by the way? That seems like one we have to be, right?
I don't know if Sober's on there
or not.
Fun
to play.
I don't know if Tool is.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm not a big Guitar Hero guy, but that seems like the type of music that would not be fun to play.
5:53 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, how about your man Hugh Laurie on the last two episodes of House? What kind of acting is that dude doing?
Last night's season finale of House was one of the best hours of television I've seen in a long, long time. Remarkable show.
It was pretty great. It was pretty great.
Here's the thing. Last week, he finally slept with Cuddy.
Really? His boss?
Yes.
Nice.
This week, last night, we find out, whole thing, Vicodin-induced hallucination.
He didn't at all?
Nope.
Everything
that happened in the plot last week was just an hallucination on his part. And he's walking around thinking he slept with her, and he's in love with her, and he can't understand why she's being so cold to him and everything. The whole thing was a drug-induced hallucination.
Wow.
So he finally has to go into rehab. Finally has to check himself in.
Is that right?
Yeah. His buddy Wilson drives him out and checks him into rehab.
How about that?
And Spencer and Jesse Spencer, the actor, and Cameron.
Right.
Got married last night. They finally got married. And I'm watching that ceremony, and I'm watching I'm thinking, how weird must it be for them, two people who were engaged to be married,
then
broke up their engagement, had a falling out and broke up, but are still working together. Then they have to play people who get married on the show and have to act in a real wedding with each other. That's got to be weird,
that's
right?
Weird, yeah.
It has to be,
And Kumar's in the White House.
And Kumar was in last night's show.
What?
Oh, was he?
Stopped by as an hallucination to say hello, which was nice. And Kumar's in the White House. So.
He was promoting some sort of Obama initiative. I don't really know what it was all about.
And Amber was there. The whole crew.
Wow. Yeah.
Last night. It's
crazy. Great
fun.
Show. You know, we're getting into, of course, it's May, and a lot of our favorite shows are going away. And it's not as bad as it used to be where there was nothing on in the summer because the networks have realized, hey, people still want to watch stuff. So they do come in with new shows more than they used to.
With Wipeout.
A lot of the ones.
Which is awesome.
Wipeout is
America's
coming back,
Got Talent.
Sure.
Yep. A lot of the ones that we love the most, though, shows like House, are going to be gone for a long, long time, which is kind of sad. All right. It's 5:55 now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for you Tuesday. What's going on?
I'm bummed. Tonight is the season finale of Fringe, which has been so good all year long.
That's a good show.
Finally, we meet William Bell. Belly. We meet Belly from Massive Dynamic, who's worked, of course, with Dr. Bishop in the early days to come up with the technology that they're using right now with the ZFT.
He's the evil overlord.
He is. He's the genius who runs Massive Dynamic, who's behind the Fringe stuff, the pattern. You know who plays him?
No.
Leonard Nimoy.
Do not like it would make them dickheads.
He does?
Leonard Nimoy in tonight's Fringe.
Wow.
What was that?
Did he sign a blood deal with J.J. Abrams? He can only work for him now?
Well, they're buddies now. They're the best of buddies because J.J. certainly loves him some Leonard. At the premiere of Star Trek, he was just gushing.
Yeah.
He said, this guy would come on the set and just inspire me every day to do what I was doing. You very rarely get to meet with a pro of his caliber. Just kept going on and on and on about Leonard Nimoy.
Wow.
And Leonard Nimoy stood up and said,
what was that?
If only we had tape of him saying that we could use over and over again instead of me doing a poor impression of him saying it. If only we had that.
That would be best.
What was that?
There we go. That's a Leonard Nimoy.
Worth it.
Timing.
What was that?
You think after I did it the first time, somebody would run over there and cue it up after my first impression of it.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Today we find out whether Donald Trump will strip Carrie Prejean of her title or not. She apparently is cheesing off the Miss California officials because she is she's going out of her way to join this group to talk about opposing same-sex marriage. And she is complaining that she's being picked on because she's got semi-nude photos of her being published on the internet that she claims she only posed for one when she was 17.
Yeah.
Well, check out TMZ today, by the way. They've got a ton of new topless photos she posed for.
Is that right?
That she did last year when she was 20.
She's also missed some appearances that she's supposed to
do. Yeah, she didn't show up for several Miss California appearances.
And they said she's hard to get a hold of.
Well, she should be.
It's like one of our Miss Double Decembers.
Yeah, exactly.
More like Miss California.
I think we just crossed the line.
So Donald Trump will decide today whether he strips her or not. Because if any stripping of a Miss California be done, Donald Trump's the one who wants to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, she may want to do it herself. These new photos are pretty sweet, Ralph.
Yeah, but they're pre-boob jobs, so they're a little lackluster. But,
yeah. So she just lied like a lying liar who lies when she said, oh, no, it's just that one photo.
I had one photo taken of me in underwear when I was 17, and you can't publish it because I was underage. Now there's like 400 photos of her topless from all different eras.
Now she's the most naked woman in the history of the world.
Yeah.
How does she not think to herself that stuff can be tracked down on the internet? Always.
She's a beauty pageant contestant. How bright do you think she is?
True.
Such as. And with a map erect to be such as.
Sure.
I'm saying. The cast of Titanic is pretty cool. That's it. That's my story.
That is not a story.
No, it turns out that the last living survivor of the Titanic, 98-year-old Milovina Dean, has run into some hard times.
Take the bell back.
I saw her on the news, man. She's for 98, you would hit it.
She is broke. She can't afford her medication or nursing care. So Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, and James Cameron have all pitched in and donated $30,000 to make sure she's taken care of for the rest of her life.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which is like
a last year. Yeah, exactly. Which is like a day or two.
She's 98. What's the rest of her life going to cost?
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
Many of us remember the dramatic theme song from the Titanic
that
film.
That is how I
know. Yeah, let's play that.
I thought it was a female singer.
Not the hit version.
Cross the distance.
That may be it.
He's more. It takes us 8 minutes to get to the hook.
That is.
You want some more? I got some more.
More. I could listen to it all day, but if you want to join in, you can.
I'm waiting for the chorus.
And the spaces between us.
Yeah, that's probably enough. Yeah, that'll do it. Ralph is not amused by the Armenian comedian.
Well, it's just it's 6 o'clock and I'm out of time, that's all.
Oh, you got something better than that. All right, fine.
Anything would be better than that. Celine Dion, by the way, was approached by the same person who's raising money for this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she, they're still waiting to hear from her. She has not donated any money.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. The one who did the least amount of work and made the most money off that movie has no interest, really. So, interesting. I'm out of time, but in an hour, I'll hassle the Hoff. We'll talk about David Hasselhoff. A great story. Great Lindsay Lohan story. And also, Joss Stone, also in the news. Ooh. And I'll tell you what's going on with her. Today's celebrity birthdays, a lot of people. Gabriel Byrne, one of my favorite actors, is 59 years old today. Ving Rhames turns 50. Emilio Estevez is 47 years old. Tony Hawk turns 41 years old today.
I love Tony Hawk.
Mackenzie Astin turns 36. Jason Biggs, our buddy from American Pie, is 31. Malcolm David Kelly. Little Walt from Lost isn't little anymore. He's 17 years old.
Still talk backwards?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, how come? Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
We'll ask Ben. But Walt was a ghost for a while. He was off the island with his dad on the boat, but he still came back as a ghost talking backwards. And then you see him in the street. He's 17 years old coming out of school with a school bag saying hi to John Locke. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
And where the F for Rose and Bernard while we're talking about it?
Rose is on Southland.
Oh, that's
right. She's Regina King's mom on Southland.
Oh, right.
Apparently she got off the island and now she had a kid who's a cop in South Los Angeles.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. And Malin Ackerman, who most recently you saw, of course, as the Silk Spectre in Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
She is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Where have you been?
Down there.
Okay, we don't have time for that.
What's
I'm sorry.
There?
Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, we have your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2009. This hour, by the way, we're giving away tickets with backstage passes. Same deal, 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. Tickets in the pit. How about that?
Oh,
pretty cool.
Pit.
Plenty of chances for you to win coming up all day today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's time for our new game.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Sorry, did I say new game?
You sure
game.
Did. It's old and it's not a game.
Bean has, Bean has Asperger's syndrome.
Two words in that statement for getting both of them wrong. Not new, not a game.
However, Bean has Asperger's completely correct.
Yes,
so, he does.
Why do you guys insist on saying that?
It's a long
time again, it's been proven that I do not.
It's a form of autism, highly functioning autistic, very, very smart,
yes.
Hard to relate to other people. Fascinated by dates, fascinated by numbers.
Maps.
Can't tell if somebody that you're talking to is the least bit interested in your stories, has a hard time with people, would rather spend time by himself, that kind of thing.
Yeah, bye.
Bean Baxter. Bean Baxter. That's what an Asperger's
Come on.
Is all about.
Yeah, byproduct is that you can't relate with other people socially. You end
right.
up being socially retarded and can't read other people's emotions and feelings and responses to what you're saying.
So constantly we're playing songs or commercials or something, and then off the air, Bean will start a conversation as if anyone was talking about it or cared, and he can't tell the difference between interesting and not interesting.
We often join Bean's conversations midstream
that's
in
correct.
His own head. He's having a full conversation, and then he lets us in about halfway in.
So that's why we came up with...
Thanks for that info, Bean!
I've written stuff down that he said verbatim, along with our responses to him,
okay.
So that you can see what it's like for us and how lucky you are to listen to the songs and not my man, Bean. They're showing... They're
They're showing Michelle Obama on the news right now, walking bow. No one said anything. And then he followed up with, I had no idea he was that big.
Okay, now in my defense, Bo is the president's new puppy, okay?
Right.
And thanks for info beans.
How is that your defense, by the way?
No, there's more. For several days around the acquisition of the dog, Kevin and I were amazed and having several conversations at how much coverage this dog was getting. It was getting to the point of absurdity. It was like breaking news on every single channel. All they were talking about was this dog.
Right.
So when I said that, it was kind of to continue the conversation that we had been having off the air about how much this dog was on television. So I was pointing out, here it is, during the morning news, they're showing Michelle walking the dog. There's that goddamn dog again.
So you were continuing a conversation that was had days earlier. That's
your defense. It had been being had for several days. It was something that he and I had been talking about.
But it was
before.
The
so
coverage.
That's legitimate, you guys.
But then you actually expressed interest by saying, wow, I didn't know that dog was that big.
About the coverage. You're talking about the dog.
Yes.
Very different.
Exactly.
I'm just saying I couldn't believe the dog was on TV again.
And there's never a need to relate to other people what you're watching on television, by the way. Never. I don't have to be on the phone and say, oh, I'm watching House right now. Oh, look at that Hugh Laurie. He's got more gray in his beard than usual. That's not a conversation.
Thanks for that info beam.
Guys, there was a time before email. Thank you, Father Time, for that. We appreciate
that info beam.
Well, it's just one of those conveniences that
just
we take
out of the
for
blue.
Granted.
No
we
one's
take it for
talking.
Granted, but it's pretty amazing that you can communicate someone around the world in 1 second.
Nobody was talking about email. There was no conversation about how you connect with people.
We're all aware there was a time before it.
Okay,
guys, one of the real wives of New Jersey got a breast reduction. No one said anything. She went from a 36G to a 36DD. No one said anything. Thank God he was out and moved on.
Not interesting to you guys?
Thanks for that info beam.
This one was actually related to a topic we were talking about on the air. I'll be honest. We were talking about Michael Jackson buying a mannequin.
Oh, right. Okay.
And we were saying, why would anyone buy a mannequin? So we get off the air and Bean says, this won't surprise you guys, but I have a few mannequins in my house.
I hope they're in piles, just limbs in piles.
They do have realistic love openings. That is different. Oh.
But here, I think, is the coup de grace. This is one where Bean started the conversation, was annoyed that nobody was, entering
responding
the conversation with him. And I was the person that he was talking to, and I have strict rules about not engaging Bean because the Asperger's guy needs to not think that he's engaging us in a fascinating way when he's not.
Because you encourage him, and then it never ends.
Guys! I've got lasagna in the freezer. All right, so he starts with food in the freezer. Right. Now, Bean does his show from his home in Seattle, so he's got his refrigerator and kitchen and stuff there. And no one said anything. So then he said, I've been starving all day. No one said anything. Guys, can you hear me?
But how is that different when, Kevin, you many mornings a month say, if I don't eat right now, I'll die. I'm so hungry. I mean, it's the same thing. People sometimes will say out loud that they're hungry.
You say that, Bean. I don't actually remember Kevin ever saying
I
that.
I have heard Kevin say that if he doesn't eat the next 5 minutes, he'll die.
Usually that involves around taking a breakfast order here in the office where there are a dozen people working, and we go out and get breakfast.
That involves all of us eating at the same time, not just what I have in my freezer at home.
That's that info, Bean.
Miles away.
So he says, guys, can you hear me? And so then finally I say, yes, we can hear you. And he says, it's been driving me crazy because I'm so hungry and it's like 50 feet away. Okay, so that's the third part. So now I say nothing again.
Right.
It's like 50 feet away. Why aren't you guys saying anything? Bean says. I say, we have strict rules on engaging you on this sort of topic. Bean says, what? This is a good topic.
Oh, man. I just found out I have Asperger syndrome.
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine not being confused about
lasagna in your freezer. A good topic for anyone to have a conversation about.
And how do you make your stand on that one? How do you go, this topic among all the others, this one's good.
This demands a response. How can you not feel compelled to talk about my lasagna?
I was really hungry.
Right, but were any of us keeping you from your lasagna?
How did it involve them in any way?
Was that this stupid show kept me tied down to the chair all day?
You know, there's an easy way to fix that. You can quit at any time and eat all the lasagna you want.
You've been promoting that for a long time.
That's Fat Info B.
June 1st is one of those new summer replacement series that we were alluding to a few minutes ago. A lot of our favorites are going away in May, but in June, a whole new schedule begins, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is going to be one of the new shows on NBC. That is has been a big hit in other countries around the world, and I guess it's coming here. Some of the players announced so far, Kevin, and this isn't all of them, include John Sally, former player for the Pistons, of course. A guy I like, by the way, and hate to see him involved in a program like this. He's a good dude. Janice Dickinson, who, of course, is a whore and will do any show at any time for anybody. Sanjaya from American Idol.
Wow, really?
Stephen Baldwin, actor Stephen Baldwin. Is he the... he's not the ugly Baldwin, is he? That's Daniel, right? Stephen's the actor from The Usual Suspects.
Dude, I can't tell which one's the ugly one.
And Spencer and Heidi from The Hills are going to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I guess in honor of that, in honor of his appearance on that TV show, Spencer Pratt has recorded a new song that was world premiered on the Ryan Seacrest radio show yesterday, believe it or not. And he's not on the phone at all. He's here in studio. Spencer Pratt joins us on the Kevin and Meet Show. Hey, Spence.
What's up, kid?
Oh, he is on the phone. All right,
he's
good.
On the phone. Okay.
You guys are good.
We need to have a meeting at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin and Bean, number one on the scene with the gangster lean. I'm Spencer, and I'm on the show. They don't know how their show should go.
Wow, you are good.
So, help us out here. This isn't a theme song for the TV show. This is just something you decided to go in and record to promote your appearance on the show?
I figured, look, I'm going to be on TV, right?
Yes.
Right, Captain?
Yes.
And then, that's the media chief. And then music is another form of media.
Right, but you don't do music.
I am a triple threat, kid.
Now, did they come to you?
Triple threat.
All right.
I'm the number one driving a Corvette.
That is good.
Sick.
Hey, so did they come to you and say, we want you to record a theme for the show?
Nope. I'm just dope. You can't cope with my rhyme.
That's not good, just for the record.
Do you mind? I mean, I know you're just improvising now, but maybe we could hear a little bit of the finished product. Do you have, or do we have, some of the song that we're describing here?
We do. This is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, as performed by MC Pratt.
America hates me because the media loves me. I'm so charged up, they can't even unplug me. That's Stop Pratt, I'm back. They don't hear me in the club, it's a springtone rap. I'm in your iPhone. Taking over Blackberries. Me not famous. Whoa, that's scary. Music is my world. Television is my life. I'm in the limelight. And I love it like my wife.
Yep, there you go. That's Spencer Pratt.
Man.
Rapping.
I'm surprised your headphones didn't melt, kid.
Me not famous? Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even imagine not being famous, can you, Spencer?
No, I can't. It's like a... waking up with one of them dreams you have that are really bad, and you get shivers and...
Nightmare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Scary beyond compare. Sometimes people stop and stare. But I give them a glare.
Wow.
Maybe
less.
That just happened.
Maybe less freestyling from
that
you.
That just happened.
Yeah,
Omar,
that's a good idea.
Omar, cue up another bed.
What?
Omar. Queued up another bed for me to rap over. My dog's name was Rover till he died in 1983.
That didn't rhyme.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Not everything is the song.
Oh, whoa. Let's just press rewind on this interview 1 second.
What?
Was that Linda talking?
Lisa?
Lisa.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I'm surprised you had time to put down your Slim Fast and utter some words there. People think people think it's funny for me to talk because I'm a lady. They gave me a job.
Hey, Spencer, is it true that you're trying to get people to call you by your new rap name, The Great White?
Great White.
Come on.
It's hella tight. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. I'm just too rad.
That didn't rhyme either. All right, listen.
Terrible.
Spencer, so you did this song so that they would use it for a theme song for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's right. But like I said, you know, TV is
your life.
Media, ergo,
I rap for them.
Right, I got it, but they didn't. But they didn't ask for it. They
no, were, but it doesn't matter.
Okay,
it's just like my life is television. You know, I just like sometimes I'll be flipping the channels over here in the studio with my kids, my dog. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, Operation Repo. Mexicans get jobs at Home Depot. Don't be a creep, yo.
What?
Well, you can't just write a rap about whatever channel you happen to land on with your TV remote control, Spencer.
My name is Earl. You wanna make me hurl if you're a fat girl. That was pretty good.
So, Spencer, are you coming out with all of these songs? Is this just an attempt to get on other TV shows besides The Hills?
I like The Office. My maid better come and mop this. Grab my slap chop and I will chop this. Word.
Wow.
Lost. Damn. Damn. It's on a roll, kid.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
Name a show. So name a show. I dare you.
Name a show.
I don't want to hear you rap anymore.
Name a show, kid.
I want to hear it all day.
Linda, name a show. What do you watch?
CBS.
What are you watching?
CBS Evening
Network?
News.
What are you watching? The Oxygen Network. Oh, CBS Evening.
Yep.
CBS Evening News is controlled by the Jews.
Oh, come on, Spencer.
What
is wrong with you?
Dad, all right. Gives me the blues.
All right, we're out of time here. Okay, thank you, Spencer.
And
we're out of
Q. Okay. That's just so thick.
All right, listen, we got to go.
And my pockets are thick.
Okay. All right, we got to go. Talk about the Internet Roundup. This is a section that you can find on the website where it's all of our favorite links to all of our favorite stuff. And people send this stuff around all the time, but this is kind of a collection of all of it. It's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Can I tell you that I had a little bit of a nightmare this week over something I saw on the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup? And that is the MMA fighter.
Yep.
With no hands and no feet.
Yep. That's up
now,
there.
I have problems with the handicapped in general, right? You know, I don't care for the handicapped.
Right, which is a ridiculous thing to say, but go ahead.
I don't like the handicapped because they're different. In some ways, they're lesser than you and I. But this guy is out there in the freaking octagon, MMA wrestling, and the poor guy who's wrestling against him doesn't know what to do because there's nothing really to grab onto. He can't really get close enough to the guy to hit him.
Plus, there's no way to win. If the guy beats him, he's beating up a quadra
guy with no arms and no legs,
right?
It's so weird. It's like watching a bug die on the sidewalk, watching this guy flail around on the mat there. But he really is going for it. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. It's very impressive that he's willing to do that. But man, you won't soon forget that image if you check it out. If you check out the video on the Kevin Beats,
and not in a good way. Now, I don't know if you've seen the keyboard cat.
Yes, keyboard cat.
This is a cat that plays a keyboard, and you can't see the guy working the cat's legs, but it looks like the cat's actually playing the keyboards, and the high quality sound is. Okay, so you got that going.
Okay.
Right.
Now it's become an internet sensation, so they start adding it to a bunch of other clips. You know how they start the remixes and they start adding it on?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they've got the Bill O'Reilly shouting, "We'll do it live," and then the cat plays. And so this newsanchor woman decides to talk to the guy behind the keyboard cat, and she asks this very important question.
How's the cat?
The cat actually, unfortunately, is dead.
So you got that going for you.
Oh, no! Oh,
the cat's dead. So that happened.
That's so sad.
I don't know if you've ever seen the remix for Slap Chop. Slap Chop, of course, is that, is it Vince? Is that him? Which spokes guy
Sully?
Is
Sully? It's either Sully or who's the other
Which
dude?
Which one is it, Bean?
Billy
May.
It's Vince.
It's Vince.
They're in direct competition.
Vince.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
It's Vince, the guy who does the Sham Wow, is now doing the Slap Chop, which is basically a little device that you put on your countertop and you can chop up fruits and vegetables and stuff with.
So this dude made a remix of it, but a video remix. So the video follows this crazy edit, and he puts the guy's voice through the auto-tuner so that he's actually singing. This is really, good stuff that most people can't do. And the video follows it. Here's a little bit of the audio. Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna slap when your troubles away with slap. Slap, slap when your troubles away with slap chop. Look, here's a potato. One slap, you can get a big chunk of stew. Two slaps, don't rise. The second and look at this. The deer and mushroom, the more you do it, the harder it gets, it's rich and great. Now, all salad, you hate make salad. You know you hate make salad. You hate make salad. Except we don't have any salad in your diet. Want to one slap, salad.
It's so weird because it makes me want to dance and also to eat chopped carrots.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't usually, those two don't usually go together.
Nope.
Here's Adam West yard sale. Adam West, the original TV's Batman.
Hey, how much for this Bat Communicator thing?
$1,000?
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, that Bat Communicator was used to eject King Tut from the Batmobile when he discovered the Bat Beam button. He could have destroyed the world.
I'll give you $20 for it.
Sold.
All right.
Poor Adam West. Falling on hard times.
I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live, but Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake did another duet.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we can't say the name of. This one is called Mother Lover, and it's a very, very special song for Mother's Day.
What time's it dog?
It's time for a switcheroo.
We both love our moms, women with grown women needs. I say we break them off, show them how much they really mean. Cause I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover. We show each other's mothers, each other's moms. I'm pushing that baby where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt that is crazy. Each other's moms.
Yeah, so that happened.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Flight of the Conchords. That's something they would do.
That's true.
Yes. And this, Andy Samberg, by the way, you got to get his album. It's called Lonely Island, and it collects a whole bunch of the songs and videos that he's been doing for those SNL shorts over the past couple of years. He's very, very funny. And you ought to check out this video on the Kevin and Bean section of the Internet Roundup because Susan Sarandon plays one of the guy's moms, and Patricia Clarkson plays the other ones, and they are just having the time of their life in this video. It's very funny.
And there's one more on here that we're not going to have time for here, unfortunately.
Oh.
But we the recycler?
This is the recycler.
Oh.
Yeah. Trust me when I tell you that you will be offended.
You should have already had your breakfast? Probably.
Yes.
Right?
But you will be obsessed with it, and you will show everyone you know.
That's probably true.
This link. You're not going to be happy about it, but you're not going to have any choice. So I have just a tiny bit of that.
Captain's log, stardate April 28th, 2009.
Guy in his, I want to say, late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell how old he is because of the restorative youthful powers of recycling bodily fluids.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, but you know, you don't have to do it if you don't like it, but I recycle my own.
Oh, my God.
All right, okay. So that's that guy. And I'm telling you right now that it's disturbing, and you will hate yourself for laughing, and you'll watch it 30 times today.
I know that you should reuse and recycle. I do understand that. But aren't some things meant to be flushed and or thrown away with a tissue? I mean, really?
I'm going to go with yes.
I think so, too.
I'm going to go with yes. This is very disturbing, but I'm telling you, you'll watch it a bunch of times, and you'll laugh, and you'll go, wow, I hate myself for this.
As you should.
And then you'll hate us for turning you on to it.
As you should.
That's how it works. KROQ.com is the website, Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning. Congratulations to William Mendoza, latest winner of the KROQ Weenie Roasty Fiesta tickets and backstage passes for Saturday. By the way, whether you're going to be at the show or not, you know we usually cover these things pretty well at the website, so you can oftentimes, I haven't heard the official announcement, but I assume this year, once again, you can watch the action from the stage and listen to it and see all the backstage interviews and everything else starting Saturday and all day on KROQ.com. 6:51, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Another TV show / movie being sent to Broadway. Another movie heading to Broadway.
Okay.
What is it?
Which one?
The Addams Family. Addams Family, apparently a Broadway musical. Making its premiere in Chicago in November and then on to New York City in April of next year. But they've lined up the cast. Nathan Lane will star as Gomez, and Baby Newworth will star as Morticia Addams.
Friends don't let friends come see their crappy play.
In the Addams Family Broadway musical.
Well, she certainly looks like Morticia.
She does.
Yeah.
I can see that.
That's
casting.
Pretty good casting, actually.
Now, the Addams Family started out as a comic strip, right, Ralph? And it's been around since, what, the 20s or 30s? Something like that?
I don't think it was that that long. I think it started
pretty far
in,
back though
in the 50s, I think, in the New Yorker magazine. It was a one-panel comic strip, and then they made the TV series, of course, in the 60s. And the successful movies with Raul Julia and Angelica Houston in the 80s. So yeah. It's been around for a long time.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So there's your Broadway update.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Lisa. I do that just for her. Megan Fox! She likes to show herself off in just about every men's magazine on the planet. But she's apparently good. She also has a shy side.
Yeah.
She said that she loved filming the new installment of the Transformers in Egypt because no one took any notice of her, she said.
She should try it for a lifetime. It's not so fun.
She says Middle Eastern men are very into blondes, so being a dark-haired brunette like herself made her just another face in the crowd in Egypt. Considerably a face with less hair on it.
Sure.
But still a face in the crowd nonetheless. I'm just saying, some Egyptian women, I'm just saying.
Right.
Sure. Right.
Use mustache wax. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, look at our phone screener. I'm just saying.
Oh. How dare you,
what?
Sir?
We're talking about Egyptian
women. She does not
women,
fall
right?
Is Cleo under from that Egypt? Category.
I'm just...
That's bullshit.
Let me tell you something about this Megan Fox. She's a pretty girl, but I feel like right now she's like a tomato that's at the perfect time to pluck.
Ew. Do you pluck
what,
tomatoes?
No,
yes, you do.
Here?
You pick tomatoes, and I don't know what you're talking about.
She is absolutely at her perfection right now. I mean, she's just ripe enough to eat. You know what I mean? You look at this this Esquire video that's going around. You look at the Elle magazine photo shoot that's going on right now.
Please
she
stop.
Couldn't be
please
lovelier
talking.
Than she is
please
right now.
Please stop putting your stink
she
all over
hot
Megan Fox.
Last year, what I'm saying is this no. year she's even hotter. I don't think she could get any hotter.
You make her less
right
hot when her name comes out of your mouth. That's what we're saying.
You are adorable.
You're the man who gives 80-year-olds bells.
Yeah.
So really.
But Megan Fox deserves it. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful. No, what I'm saying is he's saying that she's peaking right now, but clearly nobody peaks for Bean.
That's true. Not until they're in their 90s.
Yeah. True.
However, Bean peaks at everyone.
Yes.
That's the sad part.
I know, it's
in
creepy.
The bushes.
Yeah.
Through the Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
is. Just very creepy. Well, speaking of old broads that no one wants to see naked. Marty Ingalls, who is the manager husband of Shirley Jones, who you may know starred as the mom in the Partridge Family back in the 70s.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's 75 years old now. He wants to get her into Playboy.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. Tells the New York Post that he is in conversations with Playboy, desperately trying to get them to pick her to do a pictorial for Playboy magazine.
Oh, my God. No way.
He says his wife is still drop-dead gorgeous, is a natural beauty, and thinks mature women are now relevant in today's society.
No! No!
75-year-old Shirley Jones.
It's not right. I don't like it.
She's an Oscar winner, too, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Doesn't make her younger.
Don't need to see that.
Just saying.
At all.
Lindsay Lohan!
Yeah.
Very upset with the paparazzi the other night. They were following.
They didn't show up?
Followed her home.
They did.
No, they followed her home. And she was furious. So she started throwing eggs and leftover pizza at the paparazzi outside her house.
Doesn't she know that just gives them a better, more interesting photograph?
Of course it does.
She probably does know that.
Also proves that she needs some improvement with her aim. Instead of nailing her intended target, she ended up hitting her own Rolls Royce and covering it with egg and pizza that needed to be cleaned off.
You know.
So
that's awesome.
Didn't work out exactly the way she should. Do we have time for that to hassle the Huff?
We do, as a matter of fact.
It's time to hassle the Huff.
Huff.
Timing.
Huff,
timing. Huff. David Hasselhoff, his ex-wife's a peach.
Yeah.
She has decided that David has to maintain her spousal support even if he dies.
What?
She has petitioned a judge in their divorce case to force David Hasselhoff to maintain his life insurance at all times. This way, when he passes away, she will still be able to get her spousal support check on a monthly basis that will be just taken from his life life insurance.
She couldn't just bank some of that now if she's getting it. She couldn't just put some in, I don't know, savings,
Lisa,
like everybody else.
You don't know what it's like to have to maintain the lifestyle she's used to.
Chris, maybe she's going to die in the next 2 years.
Well, the way he drinks, you know.
Poisoning.
It's a mess.
I can kind of see that.
The Hoff is apparently not too pleased with her latest legal move and is shooting back via his lawyers that it was not part of their original divorce decree that he must continue to pay her from the grave. So he is fighting this latest movement on her part. So.
That's rough.
It is. When you keep paying and you're dead, that's just rough. I love Joss Stone.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently she will be on TV this weekend.
She 18 yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like 20.
Just checking.
She'll be playing the fourth wife of Henry VIII in the Showtime hit series The Tudors this weekend. She will star as Anne of Cleves, who, as you all know, was the fourth wife of Henry.
Sure. Of course.
What happened to her?
His German wife.
Sure. What's that rhyme you have to remember who died and who lived?
I forget, but I know she was divorced from Henry.
Okay.
Because he thought she was not all that attractive.
Well, after he married her, he thought that?
Well, Here's the thing. Back in the day, Kevin, you know, there was a time before email. I don't know if you know this or
not. That's true. I have
or
heard that.
Or even photos.
I've heard rumors.
But they used to have to send an artist to Germany to sketch her and then bring it back to England so Henry could see what his potential next wife would look like. And apparently...
Bullshit! Man.
Well, they doctored up the sketches a touch in order to ensure a connection between England and Germany. It was a political, you know, a marriage in that back in the day was sort of a political.
I gotcha.
Especially in royalty. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a assignment at that time?
She didn't live up to the picture.
No. He all liked her well enough, though. He divorced her and she became a good close friend of his and outlived all of his other five wives after her. And apparently they became like brother and sister. He thought the world of her, just wasn't physically attracted to her. Which I can't understand. Why do you cast Joss Stone in that role?
Yeah,
because she's so smoking hot. But
if he doesn't kill you, you have to figure he likes you a lot, because compared to what happened to all the other wives, right?
Well, a lot of them did. One died in childbirth, the last one, Jane Seymour, this season. She died in childbirth.
Right.
He cut the head off Anne Boleyn. Mm-hmm. That was the second one. That's a bad way to go.
That is
and
not
the first
the
one, Catherine of Aragon, she died of natural causes, but we think she may be poisoned. She may have been poisoned.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, people around Henry, they don't always fare so well.
Seem to fall.
The good news is he's got a big, gaping, smelly, infected wound in his leg. So he's a box of chocolates. I don't know if I want to hang out with him. I don't know if I want to be making love to Henry. There's this big, smelly thigh. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The smelly thighs, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll be open.
Play the wiener is?
Katy Perry.
Oh!
And Rihanna's friendship is still going strong.
Yes, giant please. Size can.
Where are those photos?
Apparently they were hanging out at the premiere party of Katy's new video, Waking Up in Vegas. Have you seen this video, by the way?
No.
Boy, she looked terrific in this video.
She's a beautiful girl.
That's so hot.
They were sucking down the Svedka vodka to celebrate and having a blast. And apparently she is back with Travis McCoy, Katy Perry. Apparently, he was also at the party, and they were all over each other. So, apparently, their relationship is back on. But Katy and Rihanna are very, very close together. Very, very close these days.
Yes.
BFFs.
Great.
Do you really need a premiere party for a video? Do you have to go that nuts in this day and age, really? Can't you just release a video? Aren't we all kind of over the video thing?
I don't know.
Just a video. Just slap it on the internet.
Yeah,
video,
you'd think, right?
And speaking of Rihanna, Chris Brown has denied that he leaked those nude photos of her over the weekend on the internet. Apparently, Perez Hilton accused Chris of doing that, but Chris Brown told Essence magazine that he did not release the photos and that Perez Hilton made a false and defamatory statement. So there may be some legal wrangling going on between Chris Brown and Perez Hilton sometime soon. Chris, of course, is due back in court on May 28th to face assault charges for allegedly beating Rihanna the night before the Grammy Awards back in February. Allegedly.
Is your guys' sense that they will eventually end up back together, or do you think that that's over now?
I sure hope
Chris
not.
And Rihanna.
I think it's over. I get the sense it's over.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Biggs from American Pie turns 31 years old today, as does Malin Ackerman from The Watchmen. She's 31. Malcolm David Kelly from Lost turns 17. Emilio Estevez is 47. Ving Rhames turns 50 years old today. Gabriel Byrne celebrates his 59th birthday. And Billy Squier, stroke me.
Woo!
He is 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's Ralph, give me the theme song that you do so well of our favorite TV show. Lost is back tomorrow night with its season finale. One of the, not only one of the best actors on the show, one of the greatest villains in the history of TV or the movies, ladies and gentlemen. Actor Michael Emerson joins us on the phone. He, of course, plays Ben Linus. Michael, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's good to be with you. I think we have some rabid fans that listen to your station.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
we do talk about it a lot, and but we're still scared of you. I know you're just an actor and all that, and you're just playing a role, but we're very afraid of you.
I can't figure out why you're afraid of Ben. Look at him. He looks like a whipped puppy.
He does.
No one gets beat up more on television than Ben Linus, Michael.
I would venture to say that I am the most beaten character in history of television.
But still somehow strangely in charge the whole time. That's the beauty of your character.
Well, because with him, I think it's a strategy. He allows himself to be beaten because it's a way he collects information.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they have people whose job it is on Lost is to make sure that all of your scars and bruises and cuts all match episode to episode based on where you are in the story?
Oh, yeah. There's a master photo book that tracks my injuries. They must take, you know, they must have 5,000 Polaroids of me in different stages of stress over the years.
Well, what kind of reaction have you been getting from the fans that you run into this year in particular with all of the time travel, with all this time that we're spending back in the 1970s? Are people digging it? Are they confused by it? What are they telling you?
Well, they're hanging in there. They're loyal and they're happy, but they have a little bit of a dazed look about them.
Yeah.
It has been tough. You know, I've done a lot of rewinding myself this season. And, you know, I work on the show, and sometimes I'm still a little confused, but it actually broadcasts better than it reads on the script. So they've done a good job of making it logical.
Yeah, I can imagine it's even harder when you're leafing through the script trying to figure out where you are in the story and what's coming up next.
Where am I now? When am I now? You know, we have to ask those questions all the time.
So are we subscribing to a theory of time travel on Lost where there are alternate realities, where there's not just one through line of things that happen? For instance, when Daniel Faraday goes back in time and gets killed, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going to still get born in the future, right?
I think not. I don't think future events can be undone by past events.
Right, but when you travel through time, that is your present, so anything can happen to you.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to think of it, and I think Daniel Faraday described that in an episode. Where,
right.
Wherever you are now, that is your reality, regardless of what year it is, you know, to someone else.
Right, Daniel will be born. He has to be born because he already exists, and he was already 30 years old or whatever when
he
died.
Well, then why did his mom kill him in the 70s?
She didn't know who he was. She didn't know that she was his son until after she read the journal and found out.
Oh, I see.
She wasn't sure, and she's in a sort of a state of shock about it, but she also looks like maybe she can do something about it.
Right.
Right.
And that's sort
right.
of Jack's plan, is to explode that hydrogen bomb in the Hydra, the hatch area.
But then we're all talking about whether that can work. His idea that he can affect the future by detonating that weapon. I don't know.
Yeah, because Jack seems to think that if he can get this bomb going off, and by the way, imagine for a moment somebody listening to this conversation who's never seen Lost.
I know.
Imagine what this is like. He thinks somehow blowing up that atomic or that hydrogen bomb in the 70s is going to stop his plane from crashing in 2004, right? That's his goal.
Yeah, but I don't know if it works that way. I think it works differently than he thinks.
We have Michael Everson on the phone.
Because you're Ben. You just know so much. Okay, fine.
We have Michael Everson on the phone. He plays Ben on Lost, and we were hoping for more answers instead of more questions from you.
But you hoped in vain.
How about
you know the drill. It's two questions answered, three questions asked.
All right. Right. Okay.
But I'm just excited about the face-to-face with Jacob, which I'm hoping happens this week.
Well, Jacob's certainly a presence in the finale.
Oh,
but,
good.
But whether he's a physical presence or just a power is yet to be seen.
Oh, I'm so angry at you right now.
we do go to Jacob's world. Yes.
Okay, good to know.
And it's dead John Locke that's in charge?
Well, he seems to have the upper hand right now.
Yeah, but and Richard seem like you're scheming something behind his back. Something bad's going to happen.
Well, the wheels are always turning with Ben, but I don't think he's in a position of power right now. He hasn't got many resources.
I have a clip of you talking to John Locke about his plan to go visit Jacob, and this is a little scary.
This pilgrimage to Jacob makes him uncomfortable. He's expressed reservations about whether or not you know what the hell you're doing.
I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, Ben.
I know we've had our differences in the past, John, but I'm here to follow you now. So if you need Jacob to help you reunite your people, then I'll do whatever.
I'm not interested in being reunited with my people.
What do you mean? You told Sun.
I know what I told her, but that's not why we're going to Jacob.
Then why are we going to Jacob?
So I can kill him.
All right. That's good times.
So wow. I can kill him.
Yeah.
But is Jacob killable?
Exactly.
No, not exactly. I'm asking you a question.
It's like, who's on first with you two?
You're asking me.
Yes, is Jacob killable?
It seems unlikely to me. Mm, I mean, we've never even encountered anyone that has a body that we would call.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael, what is the incident that has been referenced on tomorrow night's episode? What goes on there?
I think the incident they refer to is that sort of a electromagnetic meltdown thing that originally sucked the airplane off course.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was the incident that Jack is going to try and keep from happening by blowing up the hydrogen bomb.
Yeah. Although it appears that even back then in 1977, there is danger of an incident.
Yeah, by drilling in that area, apparently they release that electromagnetic energy that causes the initial setup to be necessary to press that button that Desmond was doing for all those years.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you this personal question about Michael Emerson, the actor, and that is, with one season left to go, are you itching to move away from Hawaii, or are you already seeing the end, the writing's on the wall, and man, are you going to miss the Aloha spirit?
Well, I can't really think past that final season, which will be so big, and I really won't have any work to do between now and the end of the series.
Okay.
And then when the series is over, I think it'll be a good time to return to my life in North America and and get back in touch with the friends and loved ones that I've missed these past few years.
I know you have to go, but I would like to get a promise from you, Michael, that when the series is over, you will come into our studio and give us all the answers that we need when it's all over.
If I have any to give you, I will come and
all
share
right.
it with you.
All right.
All right. Highlights from past episodes at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. That's called A Journey in Time. And then The Incident is the season finale of Lost, and that airs tomorrow night at 9 on ABC. Michael, you are phenomenal on the show, one of the best actors on television. We always enjoy a few minutes to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean program. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Big, 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 big show in Southern California this weekend is the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2009. Great lineup. Weezer, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Rancid, the Silver Sun Pickups, whose album, by the way, I cannot stop listening to.
It's good.
So great. Airborne Toxic Event, Cage the Elephant, White Lies, and more on the side stage. We're giving away tickets and backstage passes right now at 1-800-520-1067. All you have to do is hawk the hits.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking Now. Stephen Hawking Now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
You don't actually have to hawk the hits, but Stephen does it, and then you have to identify.
Hey, doctor, how are you?
What?
How are you? How are you, doctor?
I am good, but confused by your explanation.
don't be confused. Dr. Stephen Hawking, of course, is the world-famous theoretical physicist from Britain. He wrote the book called A Brief History of Time, and he is a big fan of the music that we play here on this station, and you're going to be singing some of the songs that some of the bands are going to be doing this weekend. Is that right, Doc?
That's right. I will sing the lyrics, and you just need to identify what song I'm singing.
Okay, so song?
I hope my British accent doesn't throw you off.
Well, I think the machine that does the talking for you will take care of that. So, so title and artist is what we're looking for as you prepare to hawk the hits. Let's start with contestant number one. We'll just take him in order here this morning, and it's going to be Brandon up first. Hey, Brandon, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
All right, listen up. The doctor is going to sing one of the songs from one of the artists playing this week, and all you have to do is give us title and artist, and you'll be in the drawing to win the tickets. Listen up.
Okay.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this moment all my life, but it's not quite right, and this real. It's impossible, if possible.
Did you just hang up?
No, no, I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, Airborne, Toxic Event.
No.
Around.
Yeah, you got steered crooked. You got steered crooked by that friend of yours. And actually, Silver Sun Pickups' Lazy Eye.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Doctor, I thought you were going to sing.
I sound just like them.
I thought you were going to sing the songs.
I did.
Okay, all right.
Are you also dancing while you're singing, Doctor?
Make fun of the guy in the wheelchair.
Let's
nice.
Go. Lionel in Eagle Rock. Hi, Lionel.
Hey, what's up, Alps Fighters? What's going on?
What did he say?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hi, Lionel. Know.
I'm afraid.
All right, listen up. Here's yourself.
And I thought I was effed up. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish
you're
we...
Off. I got it. Solid.
Yeah.
What's that?
Asher off. I love college.
Yeah!
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Dr. Hoggy, I bet you've been to a few great college parties over the years, I would imagine.
I loved college so much that I became a professor to keep banging co-eds.
Oh, really? Wow. That's what it was for.
Well done.
Doing keg stands.
Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles.
See, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Be hard to do a keg stand.
Got that.
Right. These are the jokes. You really don't dance.
Hey, Chris.
All right, Chris, listen up. You're on with Dr. Hawking. Here's your song.
Everyone likes to dance to a happy song with a catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along.
The Weezer, Frank Zavine?
Try it again. Weezer.
Forks and Beans.
There you go. Nice.
Everyone
there you go.
Everyone likes to dance to a happy song.
All right. Chris is also in the drawing for the tickets. I think we got time for Tom on line four. Hey, Tom, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for Dr. Hawking?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Doctor.
Hot as a fever, rattling bones. I could just taste it, but it's not forever, but it's just tonight.
Would it be yeah?
I'm sorry, it's Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Hot as a fever, rattling bones.
Somebody needs to tape your singing and make a remix, Dr. Hawking. I gotta tell you got mad beats.
I could rock your weenie roast.
All right, one more. This time it's gonna be Joel on line five. Hey, Joel, you ready to take a shot at these tickets?
Try.
Listen up.
Pack up, don't stray. Oh, say, 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 oh, say, 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 wait. They don't love you like I love you.
Yeah, maps.
How about that?
Nicely done.
Well done. Didn't see Dr. Hawking as knowing these songs as well as he did, but you did a great job there, sir. Lionel, Chris, and Joel are all in the running to win the tickets and the backstage passes to join us on Saturday. Lisa, who's our winner?
Let's see. The winner is Chris.
Yay! All right, Chris, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Tickets, backstage passes.
Yeah, here we go. Let's do it.
Thank you, Doctor.
Stephen Hawking.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday morning. We want to introduce you to the assistant producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. He's our little friend Dave that we call the King of Mexico.
Hola, amigos y amigas. Let me introduce the King of Mexico.
Kevin, how did the king get his name? Because clearly he's barely ever even been to Mexico.
Do your parents speak Spanish?
They both do.
They both speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. Okay, so both of his parents speak Spanish. In high school, he got D's and F's in Spanish class.
This is a guy named David Sanchez,
yes.
Right?
That's correct. I passed. Woo!
And he's excited about it. D's and F's in Spanish. That's what
he does. I think the conversation all those years ago was, Dave, you don't speak Spanish. And Dave's like, oh, yeah, well, you don't speak Spanish either. And then somebody said, yeah, but we're not the king of Mexico, meaning you grew up in the culture with a whole family that speaks Spanish. It doesn't make any sense. And the weirdest thing about Dave is not really that he doesn't speak Spanish, although that's unforgivable. It's that he speaks English like a guy who speaks Spanish and English is his second language.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what's
the most
weird.
Baffling part of it all.
All of the accent that he speaks with is somebody who speaks Spanish as a first language, but he doesn't. So why does he have the accent? What's
going
on? I
don't have
an
accent. You guys are
and
crazy.
Dave is a great guy. We all love him. In fact, Dave may be my only friend on the planet. And lately, Dave and I have become Twitter buddies. And I know that's driving Kevin crazy because Kevin hates the Twitter. Am I right?
Tweet, well, tweet. It's just that 99% of it is dumb. Not interesting. It's irrelevant. You know what I mean? They're the details that other people don't really need to know.
Well, the other people.
Tweet, tweet,
you know.
Bitch. Tweet, tweet.
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet, bitch. Tweet, tweet.
So I follow the King of Mexico's Twitter, and I answer only him. That's my only thing, is that I answer Dave, the King of Mexico. But he is not a super interesting guy. If I could read to you some of his latest tweets.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I need water socks.
Going to Laughlin. Need them.
Didn't say going to Laughlin, need them. Just...
Well,
I mean, in
some previous posts, I have mentioned that I am going to Laughlin. And, you know, you guys remember how awesome I am with the water socks, you know, taking them to swimming pools and everything. So I need new ones.
I don't. I don't remember that.
I don't remember you being all awesome with water socks either.
But I think, and look, I love the Twitter too, so I'm not coming down on you, Dave, but I think Kevin makes a legitimate point when he says, who is that information useful to that you need water socks, and what do you expect the receiver of your tweet to do about it?
Maybe give me tips of where to find some good ones, you know, some that'll last.
Did you get those tips?
Yeah, big five.
But you don't tweet, hey, does anyone know where I can get some great water socks, which would be a call for information. You just say, I need water socks, and that kind of leaves the rest of us hanging.
It was more of a, you know, I was thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Nobody needs to hear your thinking process out loud. So then he puts up a picture of a burrito.
Dude.
Is it special in some way?
It's a big burrito.
Yeah.
It's big, yeah. So he puts up a picture, and his tweet is, I ate this. That's it.
How big is that burrito, though?
That is not interesting.
It is a big burrito.
You see my finger next to the burrito?
I did see that.
And that's a huge burrito.
It is a big burrito. I'm saying, even if it's the world's biggest burrito, interested in whether you eat it or not. I don't need to see pictures of food you ate.
But that burrito was big.
I'm not denying that.
Aren't you proud of me for polishing that off, dude? Come on, I ate that.
Mexicans! You did eat that, but I'm saying it doesn't make for good conversation. That's what I'm saying. If I were with you, I would say, wow, how did you eat that all? But I don't know that I would encourage you to take a photo and put it on the internet.
It was all meat, too, so it was like even extra. Oh, man, it was so good.
Here's another tweet from Dave. I know what's up when it comes to the Ninja Turtles. Admit it. What's up?
Okay. No. Someone sent me a tweet, you know, and replied to me and was talking crap that Michelangelo was the best Ninja Turtle when, you know, in actuality, Donatello is the best. And even Petros agrees with me. So,
this is the kind of,
you know,
information.
We just had a little exchange about who is the best Ninja Turtle, and clearly it's Donatello.
The internet is pretty cool, and being able to Twitter is pretty cool because you can kind of keep up with all your friends.
Right.
I'm saying you may not be using it for the best purposes.
I was replying to someone who was replying to me, man, so, you know.
I just woke up from a nap. Damn.
Really?
What do you want with people to do with
that?
What are people supposed to do with that?
I was bummed because I missed most of the day, and you know, I woke up at like 8 o'clock, and now wasn't going to be able to go to sleep till later.
Right, but I'm saying that's one of those things that happens to you, and it's important to you. It really is important to no one else.
My followers love it. They do.
Your followers.
Somebody order Mexican.
Is a follower.
Yeah, I'm a follower.
He
can't get enough
it.
Of it. He keeps reading.
I can't get enough of it because
I suck him in, Lisa.
Because of its badness, though. I love
bad. You're
reveling you
in
know
bad.
I love bad.
You do, yes.
So now Dave says this. I'm way behind today. Thanks, Manny Ramirez and conference calls.
So dude, I didn't get, you know, it was that day we had a conference call. I didn't get to start work till about maybe like 12:31.
Right, I know. Who cares?
I'm just saying. I'm letting my followers know I'm a little, you know, I'm
you're
sorry
running
I wasn't
behind.
Able, I
do
was
they
able
have,
to tweet as much because,
do
you
they
know.
Have a schedule that you're supposed to keep up with? And if you don't, you're going to let people down?
No.
Nobody cares! I just when I think I'm done, I remember of other stuff I got to do.
Don't you hate when that happens? Like, you think you're done, and then you're like, ah, crap, I got to do this too.
Yeah,
it's annoying,
I
right?
hate it when that happens, but I don't think I would share that with anyone else because no one cares.
It's almost like Dave has figured out a way to have his thoughts turn up as tweets without actually having to have the
correct
filter where you make the decision what stuff is worth typing out and posting.
I'm going to suggest that although you can do it with Twitter, you can write what you're thinking every second, it's not necessarily interesting.
But that's what Twitter's all about.
I understand that.
Yes.
But don't you have anything, an internal, anything that says, I'm going to let people know the interesting stuff, and I'm going to keep the non-interesting stuff out?
Mm.
No.
No.
Dave, the king of Mexico. Period. Dave. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Dave, the king of Mexico.
Good point.
Here are my favorite two, though. These are my top two things that Dave tweeted. I'm on a train. That's it.
That's it?
I'm on a train. That was one of the things that he tweeted.
I was on a train.
Right, but is there anything about that train that's interesting? Or where are you going? Or are you with friends? Any of the important stuff you leave out.
You don't even know that. All you need to know is I'm on a train.
I don't even need to know
that. And the day before, I was on a boat.
Here's my favorite. Dave was on a boat, and he was fishing. And he tweets, and I'm not kidding, bye-bye, ocean. Hang on, I'm not done. Bye-bye, ocean. You are awesome. So now he's sending out over the internet a message to the ocean.
But I also attached a picture of the seagulls that were following our boat and the sunset. It was an awesome picture.
Okay, here's a cool
and
picture
I'm just saying,
from the ocean.
End of the day.
But bye-bye, ocean. You are awesome. You're speaking to the ocean. You're saying to it, I'm going to miss you.
The ocean is awesome. And I was bummed we were leaving.
Wow.
Dull. 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 My God, it's dull. It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull.
You know that commercial that has the most interesting man in the world?
Yes.
Dos Equis?
Yeah. Dos Equis?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. New spokesman.
His texts are so boring, his thumbs fall asleep as he types them. He has to nap while watching baseball because the game is simply too fast-paced for him. He wears fingerless gloves just so that people will go, "Hey, that dude's gloves have no fingers." His game is so weak, he once turned himself down for sex. His love for boring sweaters is so great that even his penis wears a turtleneck. He is Dave, the King of Mexico, the least interesting man in the world.
I don't usually drink beer because it's like all full of calories and it makes me all bloated and my stomach gets all bonkers. But if I did, I'd probably drink Dos Equis.
Dos Equis beer. Drink responsibly.
Stay sleepy, my friends.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday morning. Coming up in just a few minutes after 8 o'clock, the story of a high school student suspended just for going to his girlfriend's prom. What's that all about? We'll discuss on the way. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, don't be in league with Satan. How about that for a rule of thumb? All right.
Rule of thumb.
Nothing you two would understand because you're constantly in league with Satan. Beelzebub, the dark one. But some people choose not to go that route.
I don't think that's true.
As I understand, he just went to his girlfriend's prom. That's all. He didn't rape and kill a bunch of people at the prom. He just went.
That's how the dark one operates. Make it seem innocuous. Make it seem like it's not a big deal. But then, next thing you know, you're a bounty hunter for Satan.
Really?
I saw it on television.
That's how it happens?
Dude works at a Home Depot or something. Now he's like collecting souls. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, that's the Reaper. That's a TV show.
Before I get to showbiz news, how about some tickets to give away to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of Terminator Salvation, bitches?
Cannot wait for that movie.
It's going to be shown at the Arclight, which is such an impressive place to go see a movie. May 18th is the special date. The movie's in theaters May 21st, but you get to see it beforehand. If you're if you have the answer to my trivia question, I'll take the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067 who have the correct answer to the following. Terminator Salvation, of course, is the story of John Connor.
Yes.
Battling Skynet and the evil machines that threaten to take over the world and eliminate the human race.
Yes, again.
We found out in the first Terminator film, simply named The Terminator, that his mother, Sarah Connor, was, they were trying to kill her. Remember they sent back the Terminator?
Right, back in time.
To try to kill her?
Uh-huh.
So we know Sarah Connor is his mom. We found out in the first film. We also found out in the first film who his dad was.
Yeah.
Who's his dad? Who's your daddy? That's the question I'm asking of John Connor. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Call now. The name of John Connor's dad. That's what I need.
All right.
Did you say Sean Connery? Is that what you said?
Sean Kemp.
Oh, Sean Kemp.
That's a good guess anytime.
That's true. Oh, if you are a Norwegian male prostitute, are you nervous today?
Really?
Boy George is out of jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, the former lead singer for a Country Club served 4 months in prison. 4 months of an 18-month sentence, by the way. For imprisoning a Swedish male prostitute. He handcuffed the man to his wall of his apartment in 2007. And the guy eventually escaped and ran naked into the streets looking for help.
You can't trust anyone on Craigslist anymore that you hire for sex. It's getting crazy.
Boy George is on the Craigslist Swede raper.
Yeah.
So, apparently he's out of jail now.
So if you're one of those, be very worried.
If you are, if you have a Norwegian descent and you're a male prostitute, do not go to Boy George's apartment.
All right. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Chris Brown says he didn't leak those nude photos of Rihanna.
Gonna
send him a thank you note. I don't know who to thank now. I don't know if you saw him over the weekend, but Perez Hilton says Chris did. Chris says he didn't, and adds that he, meaning Perez Hilton, made a false and defamatory statement. So Chris may be suing along those lines. However, he's got other legal issues to worry about. He's due back in court at the end of the month to face assault charges for allegedly beating Rihanna the night before the Grammy Awards back in February. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But I don't think the good things are going to happen for him. I know that much.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are released today. You can get the original Star Trek Motion Picture Collection on Blu-ray today if you haven't had enough Star Trek, if you're seeing the new one. Let's see. Taken, available on Blu-ray today is all, also. Yeah. You see that with Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah.
Underworld, Rise of the Lycans, another great movie, available on Blu-ray today. You can check that out. Wendy and Lucy, the heartbreaking story starring Michelle Williams of a woman and her dog. And I rented that, by the way.
Yeah? Devastating.
I wasn't surprised how it turned out.
Yeah. Hmm.
I may have had the wrong Woman and Her Dog movie.
It's possible.
And I was surprised how close Wendy and Lucy got. And I think Lucy was
it.
A boy dog
that
in my version.
It. That's not it.
That was
Wendy
film.
And Juicy, by the way. It was completely not the same.
Woof, woof.
And 2.5 Men, the complete fifth season.
What?
Oh, finally.
If you're not a fan of sitcoms, you can get that and enjoy that.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
I don't believe you.
We actually do. We have Mark.
Mark!
Hello?
Mark, I need an answer. Who is John Connor's father? We found out in the very first Terminator movie.
It is Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese, played by Michael Biehn. Kyle Reese is also John Connor's best friend, by the way.
Best friend and father?
Yes, because he was his best friend in the future. Then he comes back to protect his mom, and he knocks his mom up with John.
Oh, dude. God.
Your best friend's banging your mom, John!
Maury.
Yeah. That's wrong on so many levels. Congratulations, you're going to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of Terminator Salvation.
Amazing.
Hold on, we'll give you all the details.
That'll be at the Arclight on May 18th. For the rest of us, the movie opens up on May 21st, starring the great Christian Bale.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Squier is 59 years old today. Stroke Me, one of the great masturbation songs of all time.
Got it.
Gabriel Byrne is 59 as well. Ving Rhames turns 50. Emilio Estevez turns 47. Stephen Baldwin, which one is he? Is he the religious Baldwin?
I think all confused. We think he was...
Yeah, all I know is Alec.
I don't know.
He's Barney Rubble Baldwin, right?
Barney Rubble religion. Exactly.
Okay, Barney Rubble religion. That's how we'll know him from now on. He's 43. Skater Tony Hawk celebrates his 41st birthday. Jason Biggs is 31. Malin Ackerman is 31 as well. And little Malcolm David Kelly. Walt from Lost is not little anymore. He's 17 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I never thought I'd see this headline on a news article in the year 2009. And I have a great deal of respect for people of faith, people who know where to draw the line, people who have an opinion on what's moral and what's not. But here's the headline. Christian teen says he has no regrets about dancing. This is 1950 what right now? Where are we?
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not allowed to dance?
Not allowed to dance, not allowed to hold hands, not allowed to listen to rock and roll.
What's the...
Because rock and roll is the devil.
What's the story, Kevin?
Well, a Findlay Christian Schools Authority is up for debate right now after a student is facing punishment for going to Findlay High School's prom this past weekend. Tyler Frost will now be suspended for the rest of the school year because he attended that dance.
Heritage Christian is a fundamentalist Baptist school, and rules there express that dancing, rock music, and hand-holding are forbidden. Even though Tyler Frost is a student there, he wanted to go to Findlay High's prom with his girlfriend this past weekend. Students we talked to at Findlay High feel bad for the teen, but Heritage Christian's principal says this is a serious offense by a student against school policy.
At a prom, there'll be many young ladies who will be dressed in the current styles, which will be low-cut dresses and things like that, that will be dancing.
Oh, no.
How does a young man protect his mind and not have wrong thoughts or lustful thoughts in a situation like that?
I didn't think it'd be anything this serious.
For Tyler and his stepdad, though, it's not a matter of religion, but a matter of principle. They believe that the rules should not apply outside of school. Stephen Johnson says he may take legal action if the principal doesn't change his mind.
Okay. I have many questions. The primary one is,
can you make us? I mean, I guess you can make a student sign anything you want and they choose to sign it or not, but can you really restrict him from listening to rock and roll or holding hands or dancing outside of school and not on school property? Or should that only apply to when he's on school grounds?
Well, that'd be pretty hard to enforce, frankly.
It doesn't sound like suspended for the rest of the school year was what he anticipated, though. And maybe that was an answer that he wasn't looking forward to. He had signed a thing at the beginning of the year, a contract, but then he went to the principal and he said, I would like you to sign a permission slip so that I can go to my girlfriend's school and
he
go
didn't
to her
sneak
prom.
Out and go listen to the evil rock music. He went and asked permission, and the principal said no.
Correct.
Because he might have bad thoughts in his
head. Lustful thoughts, right?
And he says, that doesn't happen otherwise, by the way.
And he says, I still feel I'm a Christian. I still believe the morals they've taught me. I just wanted to go to the prom with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So suspended for the rest of the year.
Look, I understand, especially with younger kids, you want to keep them away from a lot of the world's evils. But by time a guy is a senior in high school, he pretty much understands what girls look like and that they're good. And he's going to see on the street, he's going to see girls in tank tops, right?
Of course.
You prepare him for how to deal with that. You talk to him about his actions. You don't try to keep him away from all places where there might be girls in low-cut dresses, do you?
So now he can't graduate with his class members. Yeah, he's a senior, and he can't go through graduation.
Wow.
With his friends. So he's going to have to go to summer school or some other thing. So
it's kind of sad that it had to end this way. I was just kind of looking forward to graduating with my class. You know, that's why you put in 13 years of school to graduate and to just, you know, show up one day and have it taken from you, .. That's what poor little Tyler has to say. So it kind of got us thinking about, A, I guess this new Footloose remake that's coming out is better timed than I imagined. Because apparently
of something to do.
Oops, sorry, that's not the right one.
If our Lord wasn't testing us, how would you account for the proliferation these days of this obscene rock and roll music with its gospel of easy sexuality and relaxed morality? If our Lord wasn't testing us, why, he could take all these pornographic books and albums and turn them into one big fiery cinder-like rat!
What year was Footloose? 1980?
Early 80s, I think.
Yeah. One, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That clip, though, is from the principal of the Heritage Christian School in Findlay, Ohio.
Nope. It turns out it wasn't.
So we got to thinking about proms are one of those events in your life that you have expectations that it's going to be great. Kind of like how you expect, you know, your 30th birthday is going to be great, or you expect Christmas is going to be great when you're a little kid. And then it doesn't turn out the way you want. And that's where the hilarity comes in for the rest of us, because we love stories where you have high, high expectations and then low, 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 low reality. Those are our favorites.
Well, the higher the expectations, the easier it is to be disappointed.
Right.
And prom is one of those things that you pretty much plan all year and you talk about and your friends and everything else. And then, you know, the limo, if you rent a limo, runs out of gas or you get a ticket or something goes south so that it's not exactly the night that you were hoping for.
Or you get gonorrhea, not that I know because how would I know, but a lot of things can go bad on prom night, I guess is my point, without bringing any specifics up from personal history. But those are the stories that we're looking for. You had prom plans and they disappointed you, that you fell flat on your face as a result of the things that happened or didn't happen that you expected prom. Those are the stories we're looking for.
In this particular case, this kid was suspended for the rest of the year. It was after the prom that where he kind of got slapped
around. He probably
had
a good time at the prom.
He says he did, and he says he would do it again.
Well, good for him.
But, you know, things can go wrong at the prom, before the prom, during the prom. So we're going to take your calls next, 1-800-520-1067.
Lisa, you remember yours at all?
I didn't go to my senior prom because my boyfriend was a lot older. So,
really?
Big surprise, right?
Really? So you stayed home and drank and banged?
Yeah, pretty much.
Lisa is one of those girls who...
I went to my junior prom.
Who dated like a 75-year-old when she was 16.
She's always like the
oldies.
How about you, Kevin? Any tragedies at your prom?
You know, I don't think I had a prom. I went to a religious school.
Oh.
And we didn't have
dance.
A prom.
Was there rock and roll?
No, there wasn't. It wasn't like that. It wasn't real.
It
wasn't
strict.
Hardcore.
You can't hold hands. You can't listen to rock music. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. But yeah. But yeah, I didn't actually have one.
No,
but I got in trouble a lot of other ways. So
the phones are filling up. We're looking for this is the prom season, of course, and we're looking for your prom disasters. You can call toll free from anywhere you're listening at 1-800-520-1067. Look at this. We got a couple of arrests already on the line. This is going to be great, and we'll take those calls when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show after this. We're talking about prom disaster stories. You can call us at 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free telephone number from wherever you're listening. Alan writes in that he and his date got back to the parking lot after their prom, only to find out that their car had been towed away because they did not see the no parking sign in the parking lot. They ended up having to call Alan's dad to come and pick them up from prom. How embarrassing. I'll never forget it.
Oh, nice. What a bummer.
I like
that's
it.
That's the kind of thing that we're talking about. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, wow, we got some good ones here. Let's start with Ricardo. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ricardo, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What happened to your prom?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Ricardo.
All right. Well, for some reason, my senior prom, they decided to have it on a yacht, like the Circle Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the night, half the girls got sick.
Yeah.
And no one could go anywhere because we were in the middle of the ocean.
So there were people throwing up and you couldn't get off the boat.
Oh, man.
That's
what
a terrible
nightmare.
Idea.
That just made more people sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You expected sex on the boat and ended up just chumming the waters.
Remember when our station had a Christmas party on a boat and we asked for a listener with a boat to come alongside of us so in case we needed to get off we could?
That's right.
It's a good plan.
That's right. Don't do stuff on a boat.
Don't trap people.
No.
You should have an escape plan. That's true. Let's try Adam. He's on line 1. He, as I understand, somebody ended up in the hospital at his prom party. Hey, Adam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, what's up, babe? I set myself on fire at my prom.
What?
I'm sorry. I thought you just said you set yourself on fire at your prom.
Yes, sir.
How did you do that?
How did you do that?
I was passing something to my date across the table, and they had candles there, and apparently my sleeve was in it, and I didn't really notice it until it was a little late. And I guess the body spray or whatever that I sprayed all over my jacket was flammable, so my arm just burst into flames, and they had to get, like, the fire extinguisher and put me out, and I went to the hospital.
Strong!
Yeah.
That's the best. So you had to actually leave your prom and go straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow. That's bad.
That's not what you hope for. Let's try Ashley on line 5 now. Ashley, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about prom disasters. What do you got for us?
Well, my dad let me borrow his really nice Porsche Carrera.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the dance got over, we came out and found somebody had Crisco'd the entire car.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
That must be impossible to get off.
Yeah, how do you do that? What do you do with that?
Well, he pretty much used his tux that he rented, obviously, to wipe it off so I could even get inside the car.
Wow.
I'm envisioning your date taking that tux completely covered in Crisco back to the shop, and the guy behind the counter is going, wow, you had a hell of a problem.
I don't know what happened. That's great. And then you had to go home and tell your dad.
Yeah, at like 2 in the morning, and that was great.
Excellent.
Too.
Right.
That's awesome. Fantastic, Ashley. Thank you for the call. Let's try George on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show talking prom disasters. Hey, George, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What happened?
My cousin and I, we took our girlfriends to a spa the day before prom, and they convinced us to get facials because they wanted us to look good for our pictures.
Right.
Well, on the way home that night, they were saying, what's wrong with your face? What's wrong with your face? And so as I looked in my rearview mirror, my face just kept turning red, and my lips started swelling up, and then I just started getting these bumps all over my face, and, so we didn't know what to do. I go to the doctors, they're like, well, the best we can do is keep it from getting worse. So, when we got the prom pictures, I look like this red cherry tomato with this huge swollen lip. I mean, the bumps went down, but my lips were still, they were twice their normal size. And
I'm not sure that we can fully picture that without a copy of that picture in the email. I think we need to see that.
So, I'll see what I can do.
Yes, please do.
What did you find out afterwards? You must have figured out what it was in the facial that you were allergic to. What was the product?
I guess what it was, I mean, I don't really know about this stuff, but there's this thing called like a chemical peel or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was part of the facial. I mean, I don't really know what a facial was at that time. And then,
well, I got some movies I can lend you, my friend.
But I guess I just had a really bad reaction to the chemical peel, and because I guess it takes off a layer of your skin.
It does. That's a really harsh thing to do before a big event.
Yeah. I think your girlfriend, I'm guessing ex-girlfriend, hated you. Yeah. That's what I think happened there.
That's a really bad idea.
She was actually trying to kill you, George.
No, get a chemical peel. Go ahead. It feels great.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more. Oh, we got so many good ones here. How about Sonia on line one? This sounds like a prom disaster. Hey, Sonia, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you, my dear?
Hi, everybody. Actually, I was calling. It was my junior prom. Mm-hmm. And I was actually in Homesteaders. I went to my boyfriend's. We're at the Roosevelt Hotel. And I had a really cool outfit on. Everything was great. But that evening, I thought I felt a little bit sick. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, oh, maybe it's just like nervousness, which is kind of usual. And I got to the prom, and everything was cool. About half an hour into it, we're taking our pictures. My pictures, I came all sweaty just because I was just not feeling well.
Right.
And then I threw up on myself at the table.
Oh, tell me that they got that in a photo.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
We didn't bring a camera with us. And so I threw up all over my dress. So my friend went home. We went to the bathroom. And she's like, man, didn't you? She's like, you've been feeling really sick lately. And I was like, you know what? I have. She's like, maybe you're pregnant. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I just couldn't fathom that idea. So that whole night, I was just like, well, I was in the car. I didn't want to ruin the event for my friends. I figured, I didn't change my clothes. I was in Hollywood. It was cool. And then I went the next day to the Planned Parenthood. And, yeah, I found out I was 5½ weeks
pregnant. There you go. That's the payoff we were looking for.
See, you shouldn't have been holding hands.
And listening to that damn rock music. That's what does it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show that you're listening to. Not usually a stellar choice, but tomorrow you'll find out why it's Top Gun Day. Apparently there's a new holiday joining the calendar, guys, that we didn't even know about. Top Gun Day is tomorrow. We'll find out about that. Also, actor Steve Zahn is going to be joining us tomorrow.
Look, this video that we're about to talk about is up at the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com. I'm wondering if this is a real guy with, you know, he's just a weird, geeky guy, and he's speaking from the heart, or if this is going to turn out to be the next Borat. This is some sort of comedy genius, and this is just a crazy character he's created. What do you guys think?
Hold on 1 second.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. Now that we have that handled, hang on.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
Right, so he turns
this
the camera...
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
He's a guy, he looks like...
These images may be too shocking for young children.
All right,
okay, go ahead.
He's sitting in...
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
He seems to be sitting in his bedroom, and he is describing things that he likes to do, and I can't imagine... I mean, I can't put myself in the position of a guy who would want to videotape this and put it up on the internet for people to know these sorts of things about him, so I figure there must be some other reason he's got.
It sounds... by the way, if he's an actor, he's a genius.
Yes.
It sounds like he's gotten some responses to videos that he has already videotaped of himself and put up online. And
so he's just got his own little YouTube channel, and he's developed a cult of people who can't believe the stuff that he talks about.
Yes.
Parental discretion is advised.
All right. So this is him.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
All right. Here we go.
If you have little children and you allow them to listen to the following conversation, you are a bad parent. A really bad parent.
Okay.
You are seriously f***ed up. You with your illegitimate kids and your bad judgment and whatnot.
All right.
He's a little bit of an overweight guy with a receding hairline. He's wearing the polo shirt, and he's in what looks like his bedroom with it has to be dozens and dozens of action figures behind him. He looks like he'd be a sci-fi geek.
He's not talking
about sci-fi.
He looks like he's in his late 20s, maybe even 30. Which makes it all the more disturbing.
Yeah.
This program contains graphic images which may be disturbing to sensitive viewers. The people profiled all survive. Discretion is advised.
You won't want to survive, though, after you hear it. Here's the dude.
Captain's log, stardate April 28th, 2009.
Anyone that starts with Captain's log, stardate.
Yeah.
He's a guy who believes he's living on the bridge of the Enterprise.
That's correct, yes.
It's a good idea. But
now he's referring to a video that he put up that people are questioning.
Okay.
They're saying, why would you do that? So he's referring to, I think it's a good idea if it doesn't bother you, but if it does bother you, you don't have to do it.
Okay. What's he talking about?
You'll find out.
You know, you don't have to do it if you don't like it, but I recycle my own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I recycle it.
Okay, you can use your imagination, but it's something that comes out of the body.
Yeah, and it's, yeah.
And by the way,
it seems to me, I think this is a rule of thumb, nothing that comes out of the body needs to be saved or recycled or treasured, right?
Just let it go.
That's whatever fluids or solids you're imagining right now, all of those should be done away with. There's a reason they're expelled from the body. No reason to try to save that stuff.
That's correct. Or this is taking recycling maybe a little too far, is what we're saying.
Anyway, second topic, the one where I spanked myself.
Okay, here's another video he's talking about where he apparently spanks himself.
Yeah, I was doing that for fun because, you know, sometimes I do random, silly, crazy things.
Oh.
And sometimes adults feel pleasure from pain.
All right, now this is where he gets into his big thing, which is, I'm an adult, and adults act this way.
Is he assuming I'm a child?
I don't know what he's assuming.
He's kind of talking to me like I'm a child.
But I can tell you that I've never done this. I've never really spanked myself on camera.
But you're an adult.
But I've never spanked myself on camera.
Even when they do it to themselves. Just like, you know, spanking is generally a popular type thing amongst adults. And then the third topic, which was the photographs of me in adult diapers.
Okay, so the dude the dude recycles when he shouldn't.
Right.
The dude spanks, and now the dude wears diapers.
Why does the dude wear diapers?
Regularly, I do not use them, but I just felt like trying a pair on. And it was okay.
He felt like trying a pair on. He wanted to see what the sensation was like, Lisa.
They're diapers.
Yes.
How busy is this guy that he can't walk from his bedroom to the bathroom?
Now, and here's where it gets interesting, because he again refers to the fact that he's an adult, and who hasn't worn a diaper? You know, like, who hasn't done that?
And sometimes I do, I get very stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
It just builds up, and sometimes I just have to, it just comes out, and I sometimes accidentally poo my pants. But I mean, who hasn't in their lifetime? I mean, their underwear.
Me?
Me too.
Everyone?
Put me in that category.
Who hasn't? So first he says, I just wanted to feel the sensation. I want to feel what it was like. But then who hasn't needed one and hasn't had one?
Wow.
At least once in their lifetime, I mean. We're only human.
That's true.
Something to be ashamed of. And
I'd like to suggest that there is something to be ashamed of if you're doing that to yourself.
Yes,
perhaps
I agree.
Perhaps there should be some shame involved.
But I go back to my original question before we heard from this nut job is, why would you put stuff like this up there on the internet? Is it a sexual turn on to talk about this stuff, or is he playing us?
I don't know if he's playing us.
I don't think he's playing us.
I don't know if he's playing us. And I don't know if it's in the tape, because we did have to edit some of it, believe it or not, for standards and practices and whatnot. But I get the suggestion he was being asked to do it by a girl.
Well, if that guy's got a girl, he should do whatever she says.
Yes. He's never getting another one.
For those who find it amusing, I respectfully disagree with their opinion.
All right.
With that. I just want to continue to make it perfectly clear that I am a healthy, mm-hmm. growing,
right.
sane,
mm-hmm.
and sound-minded adult individual.
Yep.
And I should continue to be treated and respected as an equal among the human population, just as anybody else.
I'm going to say no.
How did he have time to film this video when Star Trek opened this weekend?
I don't know. And he's holding a video game controller. He's not playing a video game, but he's holding it and messing with it the whole time he's talking.
Wow.
Like it's a security blanket or something. Helps him feel a little bit better about it.
This is finally the best reason, the best, most solid justification I've heard for the internet.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. Bush. Congratulations to Gina Mallow, by the way, who just won her way. She textured her way into the Weenie Roast Fiesta 2009 this Saturday. Plenty of chances for you to win. Lots of different ways to win. And again, the show is Saturday. All the details at our website, krock.com. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Gina Mallow. Her name is bad.
It is. Yeah.
Her name is bad.
For her. It's bad.
Yeah.
She's been hearing that a lot her whole life.
Just heard it again. Your name's bad. That's all you got to say.
Shouldn't have a bad name.
Donald Trump says to Carrie Prejean, you're still hired. She
really?
She stays our Miss California. That's right. Huh. The Trump Towers in New York City is the space where Donald came forward and said she will not be dropped because of the topless photos. Donald never explained the whole lying thing about what she said. But he did say some of the pictures are beautiful. Some are risque, but they're lovely, he added.
Well, if, as long as they're lovely.
Apparently, Trump called the wall that Kerry put up with Miss California officials as just a miscommunication
between what she meant regarding the photos and what actually was heard.
What about the fact that she doesn't answer their phone calls?
Miss California people was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. We have to put up with this bitch for a year?
Oh, him and his hair there in New York. What does he care about us, what we're going through?
Yeah, he doesn't.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's official. She stays. She stays Miss USA or Miss California, whatever the F she is.
Donald Trump is going to end up marrying her, isn't he?
Her mother has gone on record. Have you seen her mother's interview? How her daughter is being persecuted and hunted down? She has a right to say what she wants as a Christian and American. To which I say, yes.
She does.
But then other people have a right to say things against her if they want, because if she's going to put herself out there as a paragon of virtue and the storm is coming and all that stuff, then people are going to take shots. You got to be willing to, you know, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christos told us.
Almost anyone who holds a position of authority where you're representing more than just yourself understands that sometimes there is such thing as public persona, private persona. You can believe all the things you want. Look, everyone who works for Barack Obama doesn't agree with everything he says, but they know that their job is to follow the company line, just like her job is
to
follow the
company
line.
So you're saying we need to back her because she's our Miss California, so we just have to back Miss California line?
Is that what
you're
saying?
No, that's what he's saying at all. That's what he is. He believes Miss California. She's our leader, so we have to back whatever she's saying because we're under her rule.
What I'm saying is she needs to be smart enough to understand she's speaking for the state of California and be a little bit more diplomatic with her private opinions that she expresses publicly. Look, when she gives up the crown, she should go out and work for the National Organization of Marriage for the rest of her life, and more power to her, but not as Miss California.
I don't think anybody really thinks she's speaking for California as Miss California, do they? Just a beauty pageant. People.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not an elected official.
But they are sending her out for a year to make appearances as that.
Look, I don't care that she's Miss California. I care that she thinks she's being persecuted because she wants to be able to say what she wants publicly, but not have anyone criticize her. You can't have it that way. If you're going to talk publicly about issues, people are going to come after you, and you have to know that going in when you say stuff.
Yeah, true.
I think she should be forced to marry a woman. That's what I think.
A really hot woman.
The storm is coming.
Storm is coming. Well, you have to know that the storm is also coming between Eminem and Nick Cannon. It is on.
Oh, no.
It is on like Donkey Kong. Nick Cannon was listening to music the other day, little Eminem. And he said, wow, I think this must be some old stuff because he's talking about my wife, Mariah Carey.
The cannon for the back, the f*** up. I'm not playing, I want the back, you punk. This is Hello Kitty bedspread, satin funk. Mixed with Egyptian with a little rap and punk. Zapping Eric Clapton, shattering Zapper Crunk. And yeah, baby, I want another crack at you. You can beat me with any spatula that you want. I mean, I really want your badge, you Nick, you had your fun. I've come to kick you when you sack a jump. Man, I could use a fresh batch of blood. So prepare your vernacular for Dracula acupunk. Bagpipes from Baghdad.
Bagpipes for Baghdad, he says he wants Mariah back. And Nick's had his fun, but he's going to take her back.
No, he didn't.
Yuh-huh. Well, Nick Cannon posted a blog about this situation on May 8th. And if you can find it, do yourself a favor and read the entire thing. Because it's spectacular. Let me read you
Please.
What's the history of Eminem and Mariah Carey together before, though? What am I missing here? Did they have
you don't remember when they were
point?
Together?
They had a relationship?
Yeah, like 2001 they went out. And made a big deal about it. And then she came out and said, oh, it never happened. He's just, he's fantasizing. He wishes. He said it absolutely happened. Now she's denying that we ever dated. It was a big feud in the press.
But 8 years ago or something, right?
Yeah, 2001. So that's why Nick said, what's he still talking about her? This must be old music. And it turns out it's from his new album. And now Nick has written this lengthy blog about how he feels. And let me read you a few highlights.
Okay.
Homeboy is still obsessed with my wife, the same female that wouldn't let him get to second base 8 years ago? That's some real middle school S right there. What type of grown-ass man lies about getting a chick? Only Slim Lamy.
No.
He calls him Slim Lamy.
No,
that's
he didn't. That's
what calls him.
No, he didn't.
I'm from the school of thought where if you're tough enough to talk S, you ought to be tough enough to deal with the consequences that come with tough guy S talking. Then the little angel on my shoulder said, "No, Nicholas, there'd be no need to play into his negativity. He's just a troubled soul yearning for the lost spotlight. You must be Christ-like and turn the other cheek."
What?
But then the dude on the other shoulder said, "What, N-word? Is you scared? You can't let no man ever disrespect your wife. Especially not some peroxide-drenched homophobic has-been. This is like some Pacquiao and Hatton S. He is underestimating you with his ass out, and you can drop him in the first round." He later goes on to say, "This so-called man has just disrespected and slanderized,"
did
his
slanderize?
Word, not mine, "one of the most significantly influential artists and one of the most notable black females of our time, the incredibly cherished, globally loved, and world-embraced woman of color, Mariah Carey."
Wow.
It goes on and on and on, and it is magic.
That is pretty fantastic. And Eminem wins again, gets exactly what he wants, which is free publicity for his album, which comes out Tuesday.
But Nick is challenging him to step into the ring. Because
listen, I miss celebrity boxing.
You may not know this, but apparently he has trained in boxing and martial arts for many years now.
I'm sure he has.
And he says he's going to get this manic, depressive, insecure, McLovin, Nazi, Liza Minnelli haircut-having-looking ass.
Okay.
East Coast, West Coast, man.
That celebrity boxing match could be the only thing that could make me forget Way in the Refrigerator Perry versus Manute Bol.
Pay-per-view. That's all I got to say.
Pay-per-view.
I'm in. Get Oscar De La Hoya on the phone. Get Golden Boy Productions on the phone.
Let's even get Eminem and Nick Cannon in the ring. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gabriel Byrne, the actor, is 59 years old today. Ving Rhames turns 50. Emilio Estevez is 47. Stephen Baldwin turns
43 years old today. We discovered he is religious Barney Rubble Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tony Hawk is 41. Aston McKenzie turns 36. Jason Biggs, 31. Malin Ackerman is 31. And David Malcolm Kelly from Lost. He played Walt on that show for a couple seasons. He's 17. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
I know, right?
Stop it! Stop it, people!
You know how people start saying things, and it doesn't seem to bother most everyone, but for some reason, you latch onto that, and you cannot take it.
Well, I hate dumb speak. I hate anything that is just an automatic reaction to someone speaking to you.
Without
there's any without you registering that information at all and then responding in any kind of thoughtful way.
Mm-hmm.
I hate just knee-jerk reaction speak, whatever that may be.
You hate words for the sake of words is what you hate.
Exactly. Say nothing or say something. But there's no in-between.
I know, right?
And I hate it when people go, so, you know, I was walking down the street, you know, and so this guy, you know, says to me, you know, or when someone says, like, I went, like, to the mall, like, and I, like, bought this thing, and it was all, like, it was, like, clothing, and then I, like, bought it, and then I, like, walked out with it. I hate any of that sort of speech.
Yeah.
And this new one.
I know, right?
I know, right, is the worst offender of them all.
But doesn't it just mean that whatever you're saying, I was thinking as well, so I'm agreeing with you and letting you know that I have that opinion, too?
How about yes, then, for that? How about yes representing that? It's hot outside. Yes.
I know, right?
I know, right? Here's the thing. I know right was invented as a comic trigger phrase for someone who had no idea what was going on but was trying to fool the other person into thinking they knew what was happening. So here at your workstation, you're going to have to micro-spool back these infrared information feeders, and what we're going to do is plug that in, but you want to make sure that you don't get any backlash or repercussions on the electrical fallout. I know, right? That's what the guy says when he doesn't know what the guy's talking about.
He's embarrassed. He doesn't have any idea what he's saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
But people now are using it as real conversation.
I know, right?
Lakers got blown out last night. I know, right? What? What does that mean? Is that they sure did? Or they have problems with their defense? Do you have anything to add? Or is that just you reflecting back what the person said to you?
I think that's all it is. I think it's just an affirmation that I have heard what you have to say and I agree with you. That's all. That's all it is.
Then how about I know, or they sure did, or yes.
I think it's
how about all the perfectly good words that have sufficed in that department for many, many years.
I think it's the right question that bothers you because the person that says I know right wasn't saying anything.
Exactly.
So how do they say right?
In other words, what you're in essence doing, if you're that second person in this scenario, is you're asking the person to confirm something that they have already obviously agreed with because they said it five seconds ago.
Right. They're the ones that said it. You didn't.
If they say the Lakers got beat badly last night, you don't go, I know. And the Lakers got beat badly last night, didn't they?
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
It would not make sense.
But I know, right? Sounds
dumb.
Normal
to me. It sounds dumb. Well, maybe that's why it sounds normal to you. It sounds like someone who just has is not registering really what you're saying at all. They're just sort of acknowledging that maybe they've heard what you said and maybe not, and they're not really putting any kind of weight.
We agree, you and I. We are thinking the same thing.
You and me, we are friends.
Right?
Is that correct? Are we somehow simpatico? Is that true?
So just you are lame. Using the blowtorch that is the world-famous K-Rock, and you're basically coming on this afternoon, Ralph, to say, stop it, right? That's the message.
Because it's habitual. Because I don't like habitual talking.
I know, right?
See? People are using that over and over and over again without really thinking about it, without really interacting with the person that's talking to them.
I didn't...
Just take a moment, process what that person said, and respond accordingly. That's all you have to do.
This didn't register with me before Ralph started going on his rant against I Know Right, but now that I know he hates it, it's
well,
pretty
you
tempting.
Gotta do it, yeah.
It's pretty tempting.
But more importantly, when someone else does it to you, you will hear it.
Yeah, I know. Way to go.
When you're in the store and they say, wow, these things are really expensive. I know, right? When the stock boy says that to you the first time, you're going to hit him with a giant can of Del Monte mixed green beans.
What if you don't have a giant
can of Del Monte green beans? You're going to go to the canned food section, okay. Pick up a giant can of Del Monte beans, come back to where that stock boy was, and just, bong, bean him. You say, yeah, I know this, right? I know this. And you just beat him until his head is just a pink mist.
Yeah. I know, right?
And when you're in front of the judge, you go, he said, I know, right, Your Honor.
Just
dismissed.
Dismissed.
He's dismissed.
All right.
It's a big week. K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2009 is this Saturday. By now, you've heard the great lineup featuring bands like the Kings of Leon and Weezer and Jimmy Eat World and so much more. One of the acts not on the bill, but a close fan of the program, joins us on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Grammy and Oscar winner Bob Dylan on the phone. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Lemon Sun,
I heard.
Didn't
hear that. Right?
Lay in the sun.
Lay in the sun.
Yeah, okay. Summertime.
It is summertime.
Oh, summertime. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Yeah, you got that in the concert, you know, it's coming soon. With Bobby on the stage.
I don't know what you're saying right now, Bob.
I think I heard stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a big concert.
We have a concert.
Oh, the big concert. Yes. Yeah, the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Yeah, absolutely.
The bands that come on stage from me.
Right, yeah. We got Kings of Leon and Weezer and Silver Sun Pickups and Rancid.
Yeah.
Yes.
And me.
And you.
And
you. I want to be in your show.
So you want tickets to come to the show? You guys want to come see the show?
Yeah. No. We're going to be in the show.
You want to be in the show?
Yeah.
I'm not sure our audience is the audience that would respond well to you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You're not, you know, you have a lot of fans, of course, but your music is not exactly the kind of stuff that we play here on K-Rock.
Yeah, dude, you see it on K-Rock.
Plus, we can't understand a word you say.
I don't. I'm going to sing the song you play on K-Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. So you want to come out on stage and sing K-Rock songs?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, my own.
Well, hold on a sec, Kevin. Let's find out what he's got in mind. What kinds of songs would you sing, Mr. Dylan?
A Greedy Road song.
Like what? Right, but
hey Bob.
We already have somebody singing Weezer songs because Weezer is going to be there. We don't need you up there singing their songs.
Bob Dylan, big star Bob Dylan.
Well, but you're not singing that Weezer song. You're just making noises.
I am singing it. And I'm singing this song.
Man, I love college. Hey! And I love Zane. Hey! And he's a demon.
And Bob, you just make it so that we can't understand the words of that guy.
No, that's it. Right. How about you, sir? Hey!
We have that guy in too, Bob.
But, Bob, you're not adding anything. If Kings of Leon comes out and does that song without you, it'll be better than if they do the song with you. So you should either just be in the audience or stay home.
No, I add Bob Dylan. That's what I add.
You're Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I add Bob Dylan to the show.
You would add Bob Dylan to the show.
Yeah, that is.
Are you...
Hey, oh, oh, oh.
Okay, that's not helping anybody, Bob. We're gonna pass. We're gonna thank you for the generous offer in your time, but we're gonna pass on your services this weekend.
So. No, I think the answer.
I was 6'2" on my date of birth. I traveled across the field and planet. B to the E to the A to the N. I consider my brother my best friend. At night, I dream of my sweet Jack. Stupid Vanessa would give him back. Lurking deep in the Seattle fog, I furiously hype up my gay bar. I'm an Asperger's having 8-foot feet. Everybody at the post office calls me Bean.
All right,
you can do that one.
Yeah. In that case, you've made an improvement, yes.
Bring it.
Well done, you guys. Woo! Seriously.
Bring it.
That was really good. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde for a Tuesday afternoon, minutes ahead of our friend Nicole Alvarez, who I heart very much, by the way, who
huge
are 40 minutes
fans.
Up to. Yes, she sure does.
Fellow Scorpio, also.
Yeah.
She loves the sex. She loves the sex.
She does. She's a fan.
Is that true of all Scorpios, Ralph?
Yep. Not you, but the rest of us.
Say,
all Scorpios.
Curiously.
Love the sex.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a very busy entertainment day. What do you got for us?
Well, everyone's talking about the fact that Donald Trump has come out in favor of Carrie Prejean. I like to call her, or Prejean, I think is actually how you
Is that how she says
name.
It?
Yeah. Even though she's a lying liar who lies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First, she said that one topless photo that came out on the internet. Well, you can't ever put that anywhere because I was only 17 when I did it.
Right.
That was a lie.
Not
true. Said, well, that was just the one. I only took one photo because I was promised it would never see the light of day, so I only took one topless photo. It's about 20 more all over the internet. So she's lying about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Donald Trump comes out today and says, no, she can still be Miss California because the pictures are lovely. Some are a bit risque, but they're really nice pictures. It's like, well, that's the point, whether the pictures are nice or not. It's the fact that she lied. And it says in the rules you can't be in the Miss USA pageant system and take semi-nude photos.
Others
can't do
have
that.
Been thrown out for that.
Exactly.
But who owns that?
Donald Trump.
All right then.
But
yes,
she still lied to the pageant people.
But I guess it's just like you were saying the other day about the Celebrity Apprentice. The rules are that Donald Trump decides as he goes along who he likes and who he doesn't like. And if he thinks you're okay, you're in.
I guess that's the case. But now she's just insulting our intelligence more than she has already by saying the photos that are currently up on TMZ.com where she is topless, except she's wearing like a little skimpy sweater type vest. She said the reason those are topless photos where you can see her boobs is because it was windy the day she was shooting.
And it blew her top off?
It blew her vest open. She couldn't hold it closed because it was so windy.
She had no idea?
Let's hear from the horse's mouth, shall we?
And I find it appalling that a professional photographer would violate my trust by releasing an unauthorized and inappropriate image taken in between post shots on a windy day, which I was unaware of.
Well, if she's unaware that it was windy.
She was unaware that her boobs were hanging out.
What?
Look at these pictures. She's sort of holding it closed, like, ooh, I'm teasing you with my little tiny boobies.
She's not, Ralph. She's trying to hold it shut against the wind.
My pre-boob job boobies as I look into the lens and give you a kittenish smile. Is that in between shots?
No.
She's taunting me with her little tiny boobies. How dare he, an unprofessional photographer, when it was a windy day and I didn't know that my boobies were hanging out.
But, Ralph, that if happens. You say anything against Carrie Prejean, then clearly you are in the liberal media.
I know.
And you are promoting a homosexual agenda.
I am persecuting her, and I am also gay.
Right, apparently so.
And doctors won't be able to practice.
And the storm is coming.
The storm is coming.
So she's magic.
She's great.
Let's give big ups to her.
Remember, when the gay community is granted personal freedoms, ours get taken away. How?
Shh. That's right. Just don't ask. Even more disturbing news, Holly Madison, Hugh Hefner's former girlfriend, has moved on from Chris Angel.
Good.
To Russell Brand. Apparently,
well, that's an upgrade.
He's banging her. I know, I like Russell Brand a lot, but still.
Yeah, but
he's got a. He looks like a douche. He's not a douche, but he's got that look. He's got that dirty, skeevy sort of.
Listen, all the girls here think he's
look.
Sexy.
I know.
We all think he's sexy.
I
and
don't.
Funny.
I don't get that, but
know,
okay.
But
you can smell him from his photographs, can't
no,
you?
No, he was in here. He didn't smell.
With his Wookie look?
He was really...
When he was selling his Bookie Wook?
His Bookie
awesome.
Wook, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Holly Madison's moved on. Look, she's doing well for herself. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
All right.
That is,
it's a draw.
That's true. You are just saying.
argue that.
And all I can think about now, I don't know when this comes out. I got to find out when the release of this is. But you know how Hustler Video does these videos of parodies of existing television shows, but in X-rated form.
Yes. Sure.
We've had Not the Bradys, right? We've had Not Bewitched, Not the Munsters, mm-hmm. Not Happy Days was a recent release.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got this in the office this afternoon, and I couldn't be more pleased. This ain't Star Trek XXX coming out from the people at Hustler Video, and I cannot wait to see where they boldly go, if you know what I'm saying.
This ain't Star Trek.
One of Psycho Mike's favorites, Evan Stone, will be starring as Captain James T. Kirk.
Stoner will bring the boner. Woo!
Apparently it's filled with all kinds of star sex. Including a scene where Captain Kirk becomes infected with a space virus, and the rush of adrenaline is the only way he can be cured, is to get his blood pumping.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a three-way with Spock and Uhura.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not the good three-way kind, though.
Well, he's not having a sex with Spock.
But the three-way,
they're teaming up on Uhura, is what I'm saying.
Wobbly H?
In order to get his blood pumping so that his own immune system can kill the virus, the space virus.
All right.
By the way, I've seen the actress playing Uhura. I think you might be picking up a few more viruses, by the way, more than curing any. But
Is the actual Leonard Nimoy in this film as he is in the new Star Trek?
I believe he is, yes. He takes pictures of all the fat girls on the set. That's what he does.
What was that?
Today's celebrity birthdays. I have yesterday's celebrity birthdays here. That's silly.
It's not going to be as useful.
Oh, no. These are today's. Ving Rhames, 50 years old today. Emilio Estevez is 47. Stephen Baldwin, who we've discovered is religious Barney Rubble Baldwin, in case you're curious which mm-hmm. one of the brothers he is, 43. Skater Tony Hawk celebrates his 41st birthday. Mackenzie Aston is 36. It's a bell for Mackenzie Aston?
Am I thinking of the wrong person?
That was four. That's a dude, in case you're...
Oh, sorry. I thought that was your...
yes.
Your kids are the least that movie. Been interested. Mackenzie Astin is the brother of Sean Astin. He's a
right. Well, who's,
part of the acting Astin
who's
family.
Who's the chick who, with the funny name, who's got the birthday today?
Malin Ackerman.
That's who I was thinking of.
From,
see, very similar.
From
very
the Watchmen.
Close. I'm going to yeah. suggest he wasn't. I'm going to suggest he was digging a man.
He digs Mac Astin.
Oh, he does. Yeah, I was thinking of the Watchmen chick. That's who I was expecting.
You love a dude. And Malcolm David Kelly from Lost celebrates his 17th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.